Friday Night Football. It's time for high school football action on WGRC. Tonight's game is being brought to you by the generous donations of the following Thunderwriters:
Blaze Alexander Ford, Steiner's Laundry, Vreeland's Harley Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders and Sons, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Connor Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Culp's Transmissions, Melcott Radiator, Millville HPS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms, Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
Now, let's head to the field for this week's game.
It is the final week of the regular season, and tonight we are at Mifflinburg as the Wildcats will be entertaining the Lewisburg Green Dragons. I'm Don Castelline. Joining me at the field, Terry Burke and Chris Miller. And looking forward to having this matchup of the Wildcats and Green Dragons for you tonight on WGRC. And, of course, the final time here for the regular season. We've got the playoffs coming up. Both these teams are playoff bound and a lot of excitement in the air. But, Terry, it's kind of like rivalry weekend. So here, it's two teams that know each other well. There's a lot of other rivalries taking place tonight. Always a little extra fun for all these teams, a little extra edge for the night as well.
It is. It's a fun week of the year on top of rivalry week for pretty much around the region, really everywhere. It's also senior night, so extra little boost of emotion coming into tonight's game.
Well, Chris Miller will be on the sidelines for us tonight. And, Chris, the little brown jug that is so well known to be played for in this particular game, you know what it's like because you attended Mifflinburg. Just your thoughts on the specialness of a rivalry like this.
Well, anytime Mifflinburg and Lewisburg get together, it's always a special game. I mean, anybody who's anybody from Union County will be here at this game. At least they should be. You never really need motivation. You know it's a rival. You're up for it, and you want to win that brown jug and have the bragging rights for the year. So it should be a pretty good matchup.
Well, we will be having the matchup for you. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll hear from the head football coaches tonight. We'll start off with Coach Mark Persing from the Lewisburg Green Dragons. We'll take a break. Back with more of our pregame here tonight, the final night of the regular season. It's Mifflinburg hosting Lewisburg on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45, just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford sales and service is available at 888-551-7061.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Vreeland's Harley Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453 on the web at vreelandsharley.com.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
And tonight for this Week 10 regular season finale, we have Lewisburg at Mifflinburg. Well, the Lewisburg Green Dragons coming in tonight, 5-4 on the season, and have lost their last two. Looking to try and get back into the win column here tonight to head into postseason play. Right now, the Lewisburg Green Dragons, the number 4 seed in AAA. And a week ago, it was a heartbreaking loss in overtime to Central Columbia, 24-21. And Lewisburg looking to try and bounce back after a game that they seemed to have in control, but it didn't go their way. I did talk with head football coach Mark Persing about the fact they are looking to bounce back here in week number 10.
Well, obviously, last week's game was not the outcome that we were hoping for.
We feel like we won every facet of that game except on the scoreboard. I'm not sure how the stats played out, but if you watch the game or if you watch the replay of the game, it felt like we dominated them at every single point of the game, you know, except the final scoreboard. So we had some untimely penalties. We had a special teams mishap. You know, we missed a field goal in overtime that we would typically make. It was just a whirlwind of plays that just happened in a short amount of time that swung that game the other way. But, you know, for that night, Central Columbia got the win, and they were the better football team. So we're now ready for Mifflinburg, and our kids know that, you know, if we take care of business and we get a win, that they have a home playoff game to look forward to. So that's been our motive of the week, and that's been the driving force for our players and our practice time.
Yeah, sitting right in there in that four spot currently. So you mentioned the home playoff game as that possibility. When you look at Mifflinburg, and obviously they've been kind of working through some injuries just as your team has as well, what do you kind of look at them and have your guys being prepared for?
Well, they're a much improved team from last year. You could tell some of their guys got bigger, faster, stronger. Looks like they're doing similar things on both offense and defense as they were last year. But now their guys have an extra year of experience in it. So our key to the game that we truly, you know, that we need to accomplish to win the football game would be to stop their big running back, Mason Breed. So we've been pretty stout in the run game all year. So as long as we have a Lewisburg Green Dragon performance with a run-stuffing defense, we feel like we're going to be in a spot at the end of the game to win it. But they also have two athletes in Gary DeGroat and Riley Stahl that could potentially cause us some problems because they are four-year starters. They're pretty athletic. They like to get them the ball in space. We have our work cut out for us this week, but our kids are going to be up for the challenge.
A few weeks back, obviously, you lost a big part of your offense and your running back, Max Moyers. I know other guys have been working to, fill that void and certainly keep the ground game moving for Lewisburg. As a coach, when you lose a player like that and you have the guys, you know, certainly making adjustments and filling in the gap there, what's that been like as a coach working through that here these last few weeks?
You know, we decided as a staff that what would be in the best interest of our team is to not really change anything from a scheme standpoint. You know, we truly believe in the next man up mentality. Our backups get reps at all positions during the week at practice. So, you know, we're blessed to have a running back like Ethan Dominic waiting in the wings. And, you know, he's by far a slouch. He'd be a feature back on probably 90% of the teams in the conference. Which is evident by, you know, he ran for 100 yards last week in his first start at running back against Shikalemi. I think he had 95 yards rushing. So we're just in a good spot right now, but you can never replace the production of a Max Moyers. And our kids have stepped up, but most notably, our quarterback has improved his play. He's the reason why our offense has been able to remain potent at times. We're looking for a big game out of Nick this week, too.
I know you're getting more and more familiar with the rivalry between Lewisburg and Mifflinburg. You've got a background in the coal region, so you know what some of these rivalries can be like. How would you kind of describe it now in your third season? You've seen this rivalry a few times, teams that know each other super well.
Yeah, it's something that the community, and especially the, you know, I got to be careful with my words, the old-timers in the community, when I run into some of them, they tell me how important it is and where the rivalry stems from and, you know, the importance of it to the community and to the school. So we prepare this week like it's a district playoff game, and our kids are going to be ready to play. So I'm looking forward to Lewisburg keeping a little brown jug.
Very good. That's Coach Mark Persing, Lewisburg Green Dragons. Coach, we're looking forward to the matchup. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, so Lewisburg, that's their perspective, an overtime loss last week, looking to bounce back from that. And it'll be interesting when we talk about Mifflinburg. They're also going to be looking to bounce back from an overtime loss, Terry.
Hey, and last week with Lewisburg, it was just a matter of they choose overtime to have the worst possible offensive series and the worst offensive series of the game, and it backs them up really far field goal range and go their way.
All right, we'll be hearing from Mifflinburg coach Jason Dressler coming up in just a few moments, also working through a few technical difficulties here at the field, so we're looking forward to getting to that issue cleared up. But we'll have more of the pregame coming up in a moment. We'll hear from
Mifflinburg football coach Jason Dressler when we return at high school football, the final regular season game. It's senior night at Mifflinburg as the Wildcats host the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Back with more in a moment, WGRC.
This is Brad from Basin Coffee Roasting in Danville, and I am thrilled to support the WGRC radio ministry.
Basin Coffee serves the entire region by wholesaling roasted coffee to restaurants, coffee shops, and churches, offering community fundraisers and private label coffee for gifts, weddings, or resale at 570-764-2740, online at HebrewsTheBest.com from Hebrews 3:13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC, a proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
And it is senior night in Mifflinburg tonight as the Wildcats host over Lewisburg. Going to be a lot of fun here tonight, the final week of the regular high school football season. Lewisburg mentioned earlier that they're at 5-4 on the year. We heard already from head football coach Mark Persing. Well, Mifflinburg comes in at 4-5. They've dropped their last four. Of course, looking to try and bounce back here tonight, get back to a 500 record. And right now they have a playoff spot in the 7th seed. I know there's a slight chance they could improve on that, but again, trying to break that 4-game slide, getting healthy is a big key here for Mifflinburg.
Their attitudes are great. It certainly helps that it's our rival that we're going against. So obviously there's a lot of energy and a lot of spirit there. We've been through the grind here, the second half of our season, experiencing a lot of different injuries and so forth, but we're getting everybody back together and trying to rebuild that confidence as we take on Lewisburg.
Definitely a lot to play for here. Not only is it a rivalry game, mm-hmm. and it's week 10, you're going for that 500 season, but also, you know, the playoff mm-hmm. picture is pretty tight. So a win, who knows, could jump you a little bit here. Just talk a little bit about the significance of this particular game.
Well, it's, first of all, it's a rival game. Like I said, it's Lewisburg. So certainly, you know, the kids are up for it. There's a lot of energy in the communities for it. So you always want to walk away from week 10 with that victory. But as you said, 500. Finishing the season 500 wasn't our goal at the beginning of the year, but certainly it's better than what the past few seasons have been. You know, the kids have been working very hard and really, really putting forth a great effort. So we obviously want to see them finish with the best record possible. But then, you know, looking forward to playoffs, We certainly, you know, you want to be in the best position you possibly can be when you're seated there in playoffs. So, fighting for that spot to hopefully, like I told the boys, you know, not looking past Lewisburg. But, you know, when we get into playoffs, it's like a whole new season now. It's a new slate and we move forward. So, you know, a lot here. But, you know, we're really just trying to keep the kids optimistic. Energy levels are high and just get out there Friday night and enjoy the game.
Now, as you take on Lewisburg, of course, getting ready for them, you won't have Max Moyers to contend with. He's been out for a number of weeks, as you know, due to injury, but you've had opportunity to see their offense still certainly move the football well, even with his absence these last few weeks. What are you doing to get ready for them?
Yeah, you certainly don't like to see kids go down to injuries, and especially a young man that I know he works very hard and has quite the talent that Max does. But, you know, the young men that are out there that they have on the field are just they're good athletes. They're gritty. They're tough kids. And, you know, the energy, just like our kids have high energy for this rival game, they certainly are going to have it as well. So you know, coming in the preparation, you know, you got to prepare for it all. Pass game, run game. You know, Shedleski loves running the ball. He's a tough kid.
And he's not afraid to put his nose to the grindstone there, and their defense likes to swarm and be aggressive. So, you know, they got athletes. They got athletes on that team, so it should be a tough battle here for on both sides of the ball.
You mentioned about getting your guys back and getting back closer to 100% with your quarterback DeGrote, but having Breed in there and also Riley Stahl as your wide receiver. That trio of seniors, I know it's a special group for you. Nice to be able to know you can finish out with all three of them starting this finale in the regular season.
Yeah. I mean, that certainly helps build the confidence, not just because of their ability to play, but the leadership on the field and keeping everybody positive and pushing through the game and, you know, just being able to try to utilize all talents working together. They feed off of one another. So certainly looking to hopefully employ everybody's skill sets here and get everybody touches of the ball and keep Lewisburg scratching their head. That's certainly the goal of this game plan this week.
All right. Well, big rivalry coming up as you take on the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Is there a statement you would use just to kind of sum up the excitement level that you tend to expect with a game like this?
Like I told the boys, you know, I put on a big poster in the locker room, little brown jug, .. Nothing else needs to be said. that's exactly what it is. And there's a lot of energy and a lot of focus and just excitement for this Friday night.
All right, there you have it. Coach Jason Dressler for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Appreciate it. Looking forward to what should be a fantastic season finale.
Thank you again for having me. And, looking forward to giving you a great game here.
And we'll have more from the field coming up in a moment on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance Office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
A proud sponsor of WGRC is J.R. Judd Violins. J.R. Judd has been specializing in the restoration, repair, and sales of fine stringed instruments and their bows since 1989. Located at 1964 Lycoming Creek Road in Williamsport, J.R. Judd Violins carries a complete line of instruments and accessories for string players of all ages and proficiencies. From Psalm 150, praise him with the strings and the flute. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. J.R. Judd Violins. On the web at jrjuddviolins.com or by phone at 321-8070.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC's Football Friday.
Great to have you joining us tonight on WGRC. It is Lewisburg playing at Mifflinburg, and we heard from Coach Jason Dressler a few moments ago. For Mifflinburg, looking to try and get the little brown jug. It's the rivalry game. It's been a while for Mifflinburg since they've won that. Lewisburg has kind of had their number for quite some time. And, Chris, it would be really special for Lewisburg here, or for Mifflinburg on senior night at home to try and break back into the win column and take a game in this rivalry. It's been a long time.
Yeah, for Mifflinburg, you know, going into playoffs next week, this would be a huge momentum builder for them to be able to claim the brown jug. Not just going into playoffs, but also crowd's getting fired up here tonight. I think they're ready to go. But just for Mifflinburg to be able to claim bragging rights for another year and build on the program having success going forward.
Well, this is one rivalry that's taking place. There are others throughout the region as well, such as games like Central Columbia. They'll be playing at Bloomsburg tonight. Big backyard rivalry there. Talk about the battle for the coal bucket. It's gone Mount Carmel's way for, well, it feels like the last couple of decades in a way. Mount Carmel plays at Shamokin. The Indians will have their hands full, but, again, those are communities that know each other super well, Terry.
And you talk about bragging rights for a year. They really brag about it for a year. This isn't an exaggeration.
Well, Milton will play at Shikellamy tonight. Central Mountain at Jersey Shore. Also, Loyal Sock at
South Williamsport. Just a few of the games that, of course, producer John Callahan will be monitoring tonight, and we'll bring you those scores. And, of course, we'll have the action here tonight from Mifflinburg as the Wildcats playing host to the Lewisburg Green Dragons. It is our game of the week here on WGRC. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, station identification, back with more coming up. High school football coverage on WGRC.
Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coast Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Jesus said in John 4:14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and ReCore charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Sealands Grove at 374-2575.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Cultmont.
And WGRC.com.
Well, we are here at Mifflinburg to get our game of the week. Lewisburg and Mifflinburg, the captains are on the field, so your quarterbacks are out there, including Nick Shableski from Lewisburg. And Terry, his next touchdown pass, maybe it'll come tonight. Of course, Mifflinburg has other thoughts about that, but if he has a touchdown pass, he will become the career leader in that category for Lewisburg. Pretty special milestone. He's got a lot of records at Lewisburg for quarterbacks, but looking for a touchdown pass, it would set him apart from all the others.
And if you look at Shableski, he looks the part of a quarterback. Tall. He's got a big, solid frame. The first time I saw him, which was probably a few years ago, I was like, if this kid grows into the rest of his body, we could have something. And sure enough, they have something.
Well, Max Moyers, of course, one of the captains, will not be playing. He's been out for the last several weeks with a knee injury. They're hoping to have him back and ready to go coming up for next season. As for Mifflinburg at quarterback, DeGroat, he's back from an injury. So I know the Wildcats glad to have him. And we'll have that kickoff coming up in just a moment. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll have the opening kickoff tonight. It's Lewisburg at Mifflinburg, the game of the week on WGRC.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Football Friday. Regional high school football action on WGRC.
And we are set for the opening kickoff. It will be Lewisburg kicking to Mifflinburg. And some technical difficulties here at Mifflinburg. We're working to get those resolved. And we'll hope to have the improved signal for you here in just a few moments. But we do have the action tonight, this final regular season game. And you can feel the electricity in the air, Terry.
You can. It's building. And like Chris said, everybody who's anyone in Union County should be here tonight.
It's a pretty good size crew we have here. And we are ready to go as the Lewisburg Green Dragons kick off, and it is going to be caught by Mifflinburg at the 5 to the 10, 15-yard line, 20, 25, and brought down there. And that is where the Wildcats will have it, first down and 10. Well, on the line for the Wildcats up front on the left side, Tyler Camp, one of the captains for Mifflinburg, Gabriel Stetler at left guard, Emmanuel Ulrich is the center, Dressler and Murray on the right side. Lucas Whitaker is the tight end. I mentioned about senior quarterback Gary DeGroat is back after injury. They're glad to have him running the controls. It'll be Andrew Deal as running back. Stahl and Strobridge are the wide receivers. Shotgun for DeGroat. Handoff up the middle. And that's going to be not much right there. Well, the pile pushes for just a few, and eventually the whistle blows. Looks like about the 28-yard line. Also want to mention that Mason Breed is in the backfield, the senior that has 753 yards coming into this one. He's been out a few weeks, injury, solid running back. He got the carry there, and he's always got a little power on finishing those runs.
And probably excited to get back. That's why I hope he'll move the pile for an extra yard or two after contact.
So here comes Mifflinburg. Now it is second down and nine. This is going to be a play left side and trying to get to that corner. Breed maybe to the 30. Let's see where they mark him. Looks like a gain of one. They'll put him at the 30-yard line, and it will now be third down, and we'll say a third down and seven coming up here for the Wildcats. Just underway, first quarter action. Lewisburg Green Dragons running the 3-5 defense. Person, Spots, and Murphy up front. Linebackers are Shedlesky, Ordonez, Spalding, Dominic, and Feldman. The corners, Michaels and Callison, and then Gavin Sheriff is the safety. Shotgun, DeGrow, scrambling, going to his right, looking. Now he's going to run it himself, and he is only going to pick up about a yard, and he takes the shot on the near sideline. It'll be a punt situation for us here as fourth down and five here for the Mifflinburg Wildcats. For the Lewisburg Green Dragons defense, this job.
And really good pursuit from the inside out. By Feldman there. Really impressive speed because he looked like he was pinned in by the blockers but came over and made the tackle on the sideline. That's going to set up a punt formation for Mifflinburg.
And here is the punt for Mifflinburg. It's a high kick. It's going to be fielded. Oh, no, it's going to be blocked at the 35. It's on the turf, but Lewisburg able to recover and get on that football. Near danger situation. The Green Dragons avert what would have been a costly turnover there. On the return.
And special teams again for the Green Dragons. Last week it was a blocked punt by Central Columbia that kind of got Central Columbia back into that game. And here a little bit of a heart stop early on with a muff punt.
So here comes the Lewisburg Green Dragons with their first series. They'll have it on the 36-yard line up front for them. Left side of the line, Dylan Croner, Derek Feldman, Harrison Murphy's the center. Braden Feldman and Caden Spots are on the right side of the line. Spalding and Ordonez are the tight ends. Shedlesky, the quarterback. Dominic's in the backfield. Here's a handoff. This is going to go to Spalding. Spalding goes to the right side, maybe a yard, as Mifflinburg's defense covers it up well. Wide receivers for Lewisburg would be Sims and Byler. And, Terry, you know, we mentioned about them moving on past Max Moyers with the injury there. Ethan Dominic. The sophomore running back, they're real excited about.
Yeah, a pretty good job. And as the coach had mentioned, it's a next man up mentality. Every coach says that, but you get the sense with injuries late in the year that they really mean it, and they're excited for what they have now and for the next 2 years.
Second down and eight. Shotgun, Sedlesky scrambles, buys some time, throws, and overthrows Spalding here on the near sideline. Incomplete. It'll be third down and eight. Mifflinburg on defense running a 3-5. A little bit of a change. They used to run a 3-4, but made an adjustment here just a week or two ago. Dressler, Ulrich, and Dillon are up front on the line. The linebackers, Stahl, Settler, Reed, Antonia, and Rosen. As for the corners, it's DeGroat and Strobridge, and then Andrew Deal is the safety. So big third down and eight right now for Lewisburg on their own 38-yard line. Shedlesky looks to throw, pumps, puts it back down. Now finds time. Goes deep. Has the receiver caught at the 35 of Mifflinburg. 30 into the middle of the field. To the 20. Got a block. Heading towards the pylon. One player to beat and going to be wrapped up at the 3-yard line. Big pass play to Gavin Sheriff.
And Gavin Sheriff did exactly what they tell you to do as a receiver. If your quarterback is in a little bit of trouble, don't give up on the play. Just kind of hang out and then find some space, and Shedlesky found them.
So buying time, Shedlesky with a big throw, and it's going to be now first down and goal from the 3-yard line. Lewisburg knocking on the door their first series. Big, big play.
Great start offensively, even third down, configured on a third down for Lewisburg there in a big, big way.
Shedlesky under center, one in the backfield. That's dominant. It's going to be Sudlowski keeping it himself and maybe a yard, not much push there that time.
Well, when you look at just the size up front, Mifflinburg definitely has the size advantage. In a lot of cases, Lewisburg doesn't stray much. They're about 200 across the front, and Mifflinburg's bringing guys about 240 at them up front. So Mifflinburg could take advantage in the trenches today.
All right, so the big battle in the trenches, watching that tonight. So here it is now, second down and goal from the two-yard line. Lewisburg knocking on the door. Their first series at scoreless, 8:08 to go, first quarter. Battle for the little brown jug right here in Mifflinburg tonight. Lewisburg on the two. Handoff, no, fake. Sudlowski keeps it, and it's going to be wrapped up, losing the football. Mifflinburg shot it. Big turnover. As Sudlowski loses it, and there were the Wildcats ready to pounce.
And it was the penetration again from the group up front that made that play happen, and it just pushed everything and blew the whole play up in the backfield. And I don't know if Sudlowski panicked, if a hand went in somewhere, but yeah, either way, it's going to be Wildcat ball at about the 5 yard line.
So Mifflinburg now with their second series, 7:54 to go, first quarter, and we had already some excitement here, but the Mifflinburg Wildcats defense comes up big at the goal line and forcing the turnover. So let's see how they try to power it out, likely going to the ground, I would assume. All eyes on Mason Bree. But Mifflinburg knows they can't be too predictable either.
That's true. And as much as we had mentioned in the pregame, it's Sudlowski looks like your prototypical old-school quarterback with his height. The Mifflinburg quarterback looks more like the new quarterback, if you will. Russell
growth,
Wilson,
yeah.
Lamar Jackson for you Ravens fans, like the guy beside me.
that would be me.
More interested in running around a little bit.
Well, there is a timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more in a moment here on the High School Football Game of the Week. It's scoreless, Lewisburg at Mifflinburg on WGRC.
WGRC is grateful for the support of the Pine Barn Inn of Danville. Located at the base of Geisinger Medical Center campus, the inn's guest rooms feature Wi-Fi and individual climate control. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the Pine Barn Inn also hosts meetings, banquets, and events. Their wedding packages include planning assistance as well as lodging for the bride and groom. On the web at pinebarninn.com, their phone number is 570-275-2071.
High school football action on WGRC.
And a first down carry for Breed, left side, picks up about four for Mifflinburg. Second down and six now coming up to the Wildcats.
Just trying to buy some space right now. He started his drive at the five, and a good four-yard pickup will help a lot.
Here comes another handoff. There's going to be Breed once again on that left side. He's across the 10, maybe to the 12. We'll wait on the spot here. This is going to be third down and about five, maybe four. So the Wildcats looking to try and convert. They were spread out on the first series. They really would love to move the chains here deep in their own end.
And third and four, third and five, that's manageable. They'll take that. They don't want to be the third and 10. They don't want to be behind the sticks. As you said, then you become predictable where you have to pass. Right now, they kind of have the whole playbook open to them.
Gary DeGroat under center. He's got two in the backfield. Of course, Breed, the deep back. Let's see if they go to Breed. No, it's going to be DeGroat holding on to it, looking deep, running out of time, and he's going to be eluding one or two tacklers and fighting his way back to about the 10-yard line. But this is going to be a loss of a few on the play. And DeGroat wanted to try and find, I think it was Stolle he was looking for, but just no one able to get open for him.
And just too much pursuit eventually coming from the Green Dragons. And unlike the big play that Lewisburg was able to get on sort of the rollout busted play on third down, too much pursuit coming from the inside.
So now Michael Antoniak sets a punt, averages about 36 yards per kick. One of the players that Coach Jason Dreffler loves to talk up for his play on the line, and very unselfish, and loves the fact they found that he's got a leg to kick. And here's the kick, and it's going to hit the 40-yard line. Did Lewisburg touch it? Mifflinburg's going to pick it up, and it's going to be blown dead, and the officials are going to say that it was not touched. It was really close, though, to Lewisburg touching that one.
It was really close, and everybody wearing blue, of course, thought he touched it. Everybody in white says, no way. The guys wearing the zebras, no beanbags thrown or anything, so it will remain Lewisburg ball or be Lewisburg ball now.
And Lewisburg will have it on their 46-yard line, first down and 10. So good field position once again for the Green Dragons.
5:58 to go in this first quarter, scoreless in this backyard rivalry.
Punt return game's been a little shaky so far for Lewisburg. They had the muff on the first punt, and then this one is more a matter of indecision, whether I should go after it or not. Last second, he pulled his hand back.
So here's Shedlinski from the shotgun. He's got Dominic to his right. Two receivers far side, Spaulding in motion. It's a handoff to Spaulding. Now Spaulding looking to throw. Goes downfield, and it's going to be off the hands of his receiver looking for Landis on that far sideline. And Landis kind of had it on his hip, didn't bring it all the way in.
I think it was just a hair behind him, which you can't fault a wide receiver for making a pass like that. The other thing, he looked back just a little bit late. And I think had he looked the second sooner, he might have been able to make the adjustment.
Second down and 10 now coming up for the Green Dragons. Again, the ball on the 46-yard line. No score. It's the final week of the regular football season here. Getting set for the playoffs. Right now, the Lewisburg a 4-seed. Mifflinburg the 7-seed in AAA standing. Shedlinski from the gun. Rolls right. Now it's a pitch. And to the 49, maybe close to the 50-yard line. And that is where Lewisburg is going to be facing a little bit of a long situation here. It's about 3rd and 7, Terry.
So there are a couple ways you could wear down a defense. And so Lewisburg is going through the angle of, we're going to wear down the size of Mifflinburg by making them run, making them chase us outside. So when Mifflinburg has the ball, they're going to wear them down offensively, wear down the Lewisburg defense by pounding them physically. So it's a very interesting contrast of style in the run game.
So now 3rd down and 7. Lewisburg from midfield. Two receivers near side, one far side, one in motion now. Takes the handoff, Shedlinski looks downfield, throws, and it's going to be caught on the far sideline inside the 30. And that is a big conversion, finding the open target, Ethan Dominic.
And what a dandy of a throw that was, right down the sideline. That's work that's been done. Yeah, it's week 10, so they've had some time, but probably really we're talking about work that those two did over the summer in June, maybe July, that got them to convert a pass like that. Just great chemistry on that.
And we see the same thing from Lewisburg. First two plays didn't go far. The big third down toss, and now they're deep in Mifflinburg territory on the 26-yard line. This is going to be Shedlinski keeping it right side and maybe pushes forward for about 2 or 3, and the Wildcats gobble it up right there.
It did, and again, I don't think it's going to be easy sledding there up the middle for Lewisburg. I think you still have to do it to keep them honest. Again, we talked about offensive predictability, but I think there, Lewisburg just pounding and Mifflinburg stout up front.
4:28 to go, first quarter. No score sign. It is Lewisburg at Mifflinburg, our high school football game of the week, right here on WGRC. 2nd down and 8. Shedlinski from the gun. Dominic to his left. Receiver spread out. It's going to go to Dominic, and Dominic is going to be caught right at the backfield as Breed got through first. It's going to be maybe a loss of a yard there. So this is going to be now 3rd down and about 9 needed here for Lewisburg.
Let's see if the Dragons can repeat their success on 3rd and long here. Breed just cutting right through, and the guys up front again tying things up to allow the linebacker to do that.
The Green Dragons got their first drive down inside the 5-yard line, but a fumble went to Mifflinburg, so they were denied the end zone. Those were trying to come up with some points here. Two receivers near side, one in motion. It's going to be Sheriff. Back to throw. Caught at the 20 to the 15-yard line, and then brought down right about the 14, and that was going to be Spaulding with the catch. DeGroat was the one on the tackle, and Spaulding is a little slow, a little gimpy coming up after that one. It kind of went down a little awkwardly.
It was awkward, and I think it was the only way they were going to get him down, but just a crossing route, and he kept running right through the route and eventually got some separation and easy completion and a first down.
And the tight end Spaulding does stay in, so he's a little slow getting up. He's still on the field here.
Kind of see him flexing a little bit as he's going up the line.
Shedlinski, shotgun, back to throw, looking here on this first down attempt, going to the end zone and overshoots his target, trying to find Ordonez. Owen Ordonez, the sophomore, as Lewisburg running with two tight ends here, both Spaulding and Ordonez. It's now going to be a 2nd down and 10 scenario for the Green Dragons on the Mifflinburg 14.
And very good coverage by the undersized freshman Andrew Dahl, number 8, giving up, I don't know how many inches, maybe at least 6 to 8 on that. But he kept pressure and kept his coverage going all the way through the end zone and forced a high throw.
Second down and 10. Green Dragons with 3:02 to play here in this first quarter. Exciting backyard rivalry. Week 10 of the high school football season. Shedlesky going for the corner. Goes for Spalding, overthrows. And it's going to be third down and 10 coming up.
Looks like just a fade down to the left corner of the end zone. I'll make a play. I do not like the fade. I think you're inviting an extra defender in the sideline, and you're limiting the space that you have to work with. And that's Lewisburg's advantage, is run them around, make them chase you, and they just made them defend a 10-by-10 area of the field instead of 10-by-15. So that's just my opinion on the fade. Sorry.
Tough over-the-shoulder catch, typically, but we'll see what they do here on third and 10. Twins receivers each side. Handoff up the middle. Could be Dominic, and Dominic gets just a few, and this could be Lewisburg thinking, let's make sure we get three.
Could be. Looks like that's going to be the case. Hopefully the special teams step up a little bit more than they did last week, but this is a much easier field goal than they had at the end of the game last week.
And the field goal kicker is Logan Moore. This is a little more than an extra point attempt. It's on the near hash. Logan Moore, 7 of 8 on point after attempt. So let's see how he does on a field goal. That would be a 29-yard field goal try. The snap, a little high. Placement's down. The kick is end over end, and it's going to be just short. So two near scoring opportunities for Lewisburg, but yet the score remains scoreless.
Yeah, I think the high, but a little bit high. Shedlesky got it down, but it's a kicking game. It's just about timing. And then once that timing gets thrown off, it's hard to really get back at it. And here we are again. So very eventful first quarter for no score. And Lewisburg has probably good 100 yards of offense and nothing to show for it.
So Mifflinburg, of course, needs to get their offense moving. It is scoreless here tonight. It's senior night for the Wildcats, looking to try and win the Little Brown Jug in this backyard rivalry. It's something they have not won for quite a few years. And again, Lewisburg very content to try and keep dominating this series. We'll see how it plays out tonight. So do keep it tuned here throughout the course of this exciting football game. It's going to be a direct snap here to Stahl, as Stahl takes it. He's to the 25-yard line. He lined up right next to DeGrode. DeGrode is the quarterback, but they snapped it to the left to Stahl, and he's able to pick up about 5 on that.
And just the threat in general that DeGrode is, all eyes go to number 12 in the backfield, and then you slip the snap right to number 13, and, yeah, catches you off guard a little bit, even if it's only a yard and a half difference from where you expected the ball. It's a yard and a half.
So Coach Jason Dressler looking to try and find ways to loosen up this Lewisburg defense just a bit. Shotgun, DeGrode, handoff. Nope, DeGrode's going to keep it himself. He's across the 30, and it's going to be the first down for Mifflinburg. So that's a 32, maybe 30. Put it right about the 32-yard line. First down and 10 Wildcats.
Here you go. Get it going with the running game. Let your big guys fire off the ball. Get into the Dragons and push them around a little bit and open some holes.
So here come the Wildcats. First down and 10 from the 32-yard line. This is their second series of the game, and we've got 1:18 to go in this first quarter. Two receivers to the far side, one near side as Mifflinburg working left to right. Handoff right in the middle to Stahl, and Stahl across the 40, near the 41-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 9.
And one thing that you're always going to have from the Mifflinburg kids is their running backs run hard. And I know, yes, the Lewisburg kids run hard too, but Mifflinburg is a constant theme about how hard these kids run.
So second down in a very short scenario here for Mifflinburg, needing just 1 yard. They're on the 41-yard line. Coming up in this final 30 seconds of the first quarter. One receiver each side. DeGrove looks to throw, fires, and it's going to be caught. And that is going to be enough for a first down in the midfield as Michael Antoniak with the catch. Big target here on the near sideline, and DeGrove found it.
And Antoniak, I was watching him in the pregame, and you could see he has, it looks like, at least one broken finger, and it's not a job where you just don't tape them together. He's got a cast on these things, so really good grab.
20 seconds to go in this first quarter, and it looks as though Mifflinburg may be content just to let this one run out as the play clock has more time on it than the game clock. So we're heading to the second quarter. It's scoreless, but Mifflinburg starting to get on the move. We'll be back with second quarter action coming up on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Pondus Farms is helping to sponsor this high school football game of the week, located at 270 White Church Road near Elysburg, featuring a farm market with seasonal produce, canned foods, frozen foods, and baked goods, along with an on-site restaurant, banquet facility, outdoor event space, and catering service. Open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 7, and Sunday from 8 to 7. Pondus Farms of Elysburg, on the web at pondusfarms.com.
Don, Terry, and Chris in the first. It's Shikellamy 7 and Milton nothing. Mount Carmel 7 and Shamokin nothing in the first. Muncie leading Hughesville 7-0 in the first. It's Southern Columbia over Danville 7-0 in the first. Central Mountain and Jersey Shore tied at 7 apiece in the first. And Montgomery 7 and Bucktown nothing in the first. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate those updates. Most of those were 7-0 ball games. Here we are scoreless. And again, a lot of backyard rivalry taking place. John just recapped some of the early action. We'll keep you up to date right on through the course of the night. Well, here Mifflinburg is right at midfield. This is their best drive here in this first quarter. And you can tell they're kind of opening up that playbook a little bit, not in terms of danger factor, but maybe a little bit more in creativity and getting the ball to Riley Stahl.
Yeah, a very fast-moving first quarter it was. And like we said, the stats would probably be dominated by Lewisburg, but then this last 30 yards and this drive here by Mifflinburg, they've got to be happy only being down nothing-nothing.
Snap taken by DeGroat. It's going to be a handoff to Stahl, and this time Lewisburg jumps all over it. It's going to be a loss of 5 here, as it will be now second down and 15 coming up for the Cats. That time the Green Dragons not fooled at all.
And Feldman, again, from inside from that linebacker spot. He's a player. He's big. He can run, and he stuffed it.
So let's see where the Wildcats go here. It's second down and 15, now on their own 45-yard line. No score tonight. Both of these teams coming in, getting themselves set for some postseason play. Both coming in following overtime losses a week ago. Here's a screen play. The Stahl gets back to the original line of scrimmage, getting back to the maybe a pickup to the 49-yard line of Lewisburg. So it's going to be now a third down and 9 coming up. That's a gain of 6. But there is a penalty flag near that far hash, Terry.
I'm going to say, predict here, illegal man downfield because you mentioned the screen. It looked like one of the RPOs, like a run pass option, and he held it, and they ended up, oh, no, it's a hold.
It is a hold here against Mifflinburg. You're right, though, on those. That is one of the common pitfalls when you have the run pass option. If you hold it a little while, you get guys downfield. That's not what victimized Mifflinburg there, but it's going to be a hold. So now they've got the ball back on their 35-yard line. So not only is it going to be second in a bunch, but they don't want to lose this great field position that they've been starting to turn the field over a bit.
And we had mentioned when they had 3rd and 4, 3rd and 5, they could live with that 2nd and 25. No coach looks to look at that no matter what your offense looks like.
So now DeGroat taking the snap, looking downfield, going for Antoniak. Little pump fake and the over shows. Michael Antoniak near the 35-yard line of Lewisburg. He bought his receiver an opportunity to get a step or two, just overthrew it.
And Antoniak came down about maybe 7 yards and then just did this little pirouette and run upfield. But it had enough on the defensive back to come in and bite, thinking that he was just sitting down. They just spun it up the field, and he just missed him by a couple yards.
Well, Terry, maybe the only thing worse than a 2nd and 25 is a 3rd and 25, which is now what Mifflinburg is facing.
Yeah, to say they're behind the sticks is an understatement right now.
So here come the Wildcats, 3rd and 25 from their own 35. DeGroat looking downfield, and he is going to be hit and brought down all the way back at the 20. Through like a freight train for Lewisburg, I believe that's Caden Spock, who was able to get that penetration, and Harrison Murphy may have been through as well, but DeGroat didn't have an opportunity at all.
What's worse than 3rd and 25?
Fourth and even more, that's right.
Yeah. So now all of a sudden they're looking at a situation where their punt hopefully gets them back to their original line of scrimmage where they started this quarter.
Yeah, they had made it all the way up to midfield, but now punting from their own 20-yard line, the punter, in fact, standing at the 10. Antonia gets a high kick, goes to Lewisburg's 41, bounces to about the 39 now to the 40, and that's where it's going to be down. So Lewisburg will have it 1st and 10 from their 40. Let's take a 30-second break. Back with more in a moment. No score. It's Lewisburg at Mifflinburg, the game of the week on WGRC. Mm-hmm.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050. A supporter of WGRC.
Don, Terry, and Chris, it's Mount Carmel 7 and Shamokin 6 now, and South Williamsport leading Loyal Sox 7-0, still in the first now. Back to you.
All right, it's early, but a little bit of a surprise there was. South Williamsport and Loyal Sox, typically Loyal Sox might be seen as the favorite in that one, but these rivalry games, you always play tough, and it's always close. Same for Shamokin, hanging in there
Cold
with
Mount
Carmel. Too. That's right. Shedlesky throws far sideline. It's going to be caught just over midfield. And that will be enough for a Lewisburg Green Dragons first down. Is Shedlesky able to find Dante Sims with the reception?
Yeah, in a season where they feel like just generally across the region, there have been a lot of routes. It's good to hear nice, tight scores. But you expect that on rivalry, so really.
Well, you're playing for the Little Brown Jug, and it's scoreless, 9:30 to go in the first half. Shedlesky in the shotgun now. He's going to step up. Getting some instructions, changes the play, trips near side, one receiver to the far side, and it's going to be caught by Spalding right in the center of the field. Dances to about the 40-yard line, and that will be a gain of about 7 on the play.
And, of course, we're in the Mifflinburg press box, so a lot of grumbling that they thought there may have been a false start on that play.
It was close. It was close. Second down and 3 now for the Green Dragons. Here's a handoff up the middle. This is Dominic, and Dominic goes a little airborne over a line player, got over Quinton Jones. And let's see where they put this. As we just shy, I think, of the first down. They have it right about the 37.
And on that second down play, they actually went quick. They went to the middle huddle and caught me off guard. Chris called my attention to it. It sets up a third and about a half yard.
So third and real short here for the Green Dragons. Still sprinted out with Tripp near side. One receiver far side, and a penalty flag comes out. It looks like Mifflinburg's going to be offsides, and that is going to give Lewisburg the first down.
Yeah, so the press box up here got their procedure penalty just against the wrong side. But 3 5-yards, that stinks. That really eats you up as a coach, too, and a fan.
I will say, with 8:18 to go, we have not seen a lot of penalty flags on the field. So far, that's been a good sign, but that was not a good time time for that to happen for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, very not good. It happened on right about the same spot on the field on offense, the hold, too, but we'll see how they bounce back. Got to overcome adversity.
8:02 to go in the first half. Handoff, Dominic, right side, tries to get to the corner. He does. 30-yard line, and then he is going to be spun out of bounds right there. Oh, and there's going to be surprisingly no flag at the end as he got spun down. I thought for sure the flag was going to come out on that theory.
I thought it was going to come out first for the horse collar, grabbing him inside the collar by the back of the jersey, and then kind of had him on the sidelines, spun him down, and no yellow
on the sidelines, but no penalty flag. It's going to be second down and 5 for the Green Dragons. They are on the Mifflinburg 27-yard line. So the third series for Lewisburg, each time in the Mifflinburg territory. So far, no points. Green Dragons are going to try and change that right now.
That was Gary DeGroat who made that tackle, too. Maybe you can't call roughing on the quarterback, even if he is playing defense.
Here is Shedlesky from the shotgun. And it's going to be kind of a missed handoff opportunity. He's going to have to keep it himself. Kind of lost the handoff. He wanted to give it to Dominic. Alertly held on to it. Picked up a little bit. So for Lewisburg, you're going to count that as a win because, one, you hang on to the football and you don't lose yardage. But now it's still going to be about 3rd and 5 coming up.
Yeah, you're keeping it that there are a lot of options here. Again, your playbook is wide open here. But probably, I would guess, they're going to be going for it on 4th down if they don't convert here.
So it is now a 3rd and 5, 7:18 to go. There is no score tonight in Mifflinburg. Battle for the Little Brown Jug here as the Lewisburg Green Dragons taking on the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Shedlesky, again in that shotgun, looking downfield, throws, and it's going to be behind his target, looking for Simeon Byler, the junior. Byler was starting to curl in, and it threw it to the outside, and it is going to be incomplete. Here comes your 4th down and 5.
Just a little behind Byler, and he had his
put on the brakes and was just thrown behind him and the footing didn't set up. So big play here early. This would be the third drive into Wildcat territory that could potentially fail. So big play early, and Mifflinburg just hanging around. And
so the first time
on the scoreboard.
Yeah, the first time it was a fumble. The second time, a missed field goal. What happens here? Fourth and five, Shedlesky in the gun. Drops back, looking down, has time, now stumbles, now gets his footing, goes deep into the corner, no one's there. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to find Ethan Spaulding, and Spaulding's looking for someone to call a penalty on the coverage out there. He's not going to get that call. It's going to be Mifflinburg football.
And on a third down play, as well as this fourth down play, he had Jack Landis, who had a touchdown catch last week, actually leaping around in the flat, wide open, missed him. So we'll see what the coaches can do. We'll take a look at that. They'll probably come back to that. But the play in the flat, left flat, is open.
So now it's first down and 10 for Mifflinburg. They are on their own 27-yard line, 6:52 to play. No score tonight. High school football game of the week on WGRC. DeGrove hands it off. This is going to be Stahl up the middle, and Stahl is met rather abruptly right there at the line of scrimmage. Maybe picks up a yard or two as he gets to the 29. It'll be second down and 8 coming up.
Giving up quite a bit of weight in there, but kept foot off two Lewisburg defenders and pushed them forward. And it's only 2 to 3 yards, but it could have been nothing very easily.
So been going really to stall quite a bit in the running game here. Not as many carries for Mason Breed as you might expect. He did carry the football a few times early on. Right now, it's DeGroote in the shotgun. He's got Breed to his left, Stahl to his right, and it's going to be a fake to Breed and hand off to Stahl. Stahl across the 35, big carry there. That's pretty close to a first down. I think he's got it.
And it's really, like you said, it's just a little misdirection. The old school coaches call it an old scissors play, where you fake it. It's a one back on the inside going right, bring it back to the left, and then it gets the defense kind of just stepping the wrong way and allows angles on blocks and picks up a first down.
So now first down and 10 coming up for the Wildcats on their 38-yard line. Been a lot of excitement and fun in the Triple A this season. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Back to throw to Grove. Little screenplay finds Breed at the 40, 45 midfield. And Breed powers his way into Lewisburg territory. He's out of bounds at the 48-yard line. I mentioned about the Triple A. Montoursville is kind of sitting alone at the top. And then after that, there's not a lot of margin of difference between, you know, Loyal Stock is a 2-seed, Central Columbia right now 3, then Lewisburg, Warrior Run, Danville, Mifflinburg, Shamokin. Not a lot of separation for those teams this season.
And we were chatting before the game about how unpredictable everything is week to week.
Here we've got two teams playing, both heading to the playoffs. It's Stahl across the 45-yard line and pops forward a little bit further. And Stahl able to get to the 43, so a good game there of 6. This is going to be second down and 4. And we mentioned about the playoff scenarios here. And, again, these two teams playing for, obviously, the backyard rivalry, the Little Brown Jug. There's a potential, unlikely that they'll move from their seedings. Lewisburg likely to stay in a 4 spot if they win. Here's a handoff to Breed up the middle. He powers across the 40, gets to the 36. Big run in for Breed. It's a first down, Mifflinburg. Just to finish the thought, Lewisburg, if they lose, they could be on the road with Warrior Run. So for Lewisburg, pretty big to get a win here and have a home game. Mifflinburg likely to stay in that 7 seed and travel to like Loyal Stock, maybe Central, but either way, they don't need the extra motivation for that. They're playing their backyard rival.
Right, and they're starting to flex a little bit of muscle in the run game right now. The hard running of the backs and line firing off.
Ball hits the turf, picked up by Stahl. Busted play actually goes forward to the 30.
I guess things are starting to go well. That looked like the, I don't know what happened on the snap. I don't know if the center snapped it off his leg, but it kind of trickled right back there. And there was Stahl just picking it up like nothing happened and moving forward for 6 yards.
If at first things don't go as you plan, you just innovate and make something happen. In that case, a gain of 6. Second down and 4. Wildcats on the Lewisburg 29. It's a fake to Breed, hand off to Stahl. Stahl to the 26. Able to advance the ball. Sheriff, I think, got him from behind and brought him down.
He
it's going to be third down and short.
Yeah, Sheriff was able to grab him by the back of his jersey and hang on for dear life. Slow them up just enough. Lewisburg now starts to bring a little bit of pressure when I noticed last week this is what they do when they start to get in that bend situation in order to not break. They start bringing extra pressure.
And here's that third down and short, and Mifflinburg gets it as DeGroat keeps it himself. That's a good gain. It's a first down for the Wildcats.
And they're feeling it up front. The Mifflinburg offensive line is feeling it. The backs feel it. The line is feeling it. Everybody is just loving life right now when you're on offense. You put together a nice drive.
So here comes first down and 10. Wildcats on the Lewisburg 23-yard line. Here's a handoff to Riley Stahl. Riley's at left side, and he's not going to get much on that one. Maybe to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that.
And Ethan Dominic on the tackle. We talked about him stepping up in the run game on offense for Lewisburg. There was a good tackle on the edge for the Lewisburg defense.
3:20 to go in this first half. We want to encourage you to keep an ear out for the halftime featured interview. We're going to hear from an area pastor about long bike rides, talking about across the country or across the state. We'll hear more about that coming up. Wallen, the goat, trying to buy time, and he runs out of time. Just held the football too long, and Spalding gets him. It's a big loss all the way back to the 40.
Yeah, they're going to lose about 16 there, and there's that momentum. And the difference with Lewisburg, when Lewisburg, the passing game breaks down and there's pressure, they're able to prolong it and the receivers are able to get open. Looking down the field, there was nothing for DeGroat to throw to, absolutely nothing. Couldn't get outside of the pocket, really was kind of just contained and couldn't even really get to an opportunity to throw it away. So now we're back to third and long. I'll just say long.
Third down, 27 officially. The ball on the 40-yard line. They've got to get all the way down to the 13. Here comes Mifflinburg. DeGroat, shotgun, looking downfield, airing it out, going for it. Oh, yes! This place is Mifflinburg. In Mifflinburg. It's a Wildcat. And it has first down and goal. Big third down completion.
All of the air that went out of the stadium with that long sack just rushing back in with a long play. Pickup of, 35 yards down the left sideline. Straight throw and catch by the Wildcat.
So this place getting pretty pumped up as it's going to be first and goal from the 5-yard line. Wildcats looking to do what Lewisburg was not able to do, and that is get points. And it's going to be a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. We'll see if they're able to capitalize. 2 minutes to go in the first half. 30-second break. Back with more coming up. It's scoreless. Lewisburg at Mifflinburg on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45, just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford Sales and Service is available at 888-551-7061.
High school football action on WGRC.
High school football action here on WGRC, and this is going to be a first down and goal carry in Mifflinburg. Able to put it in the end zone, I believe. Yes, the Mifflinburg Wildcats have broken through. They've got the first points of the game. Apologize for some of the technical difficulties we had here tonight, but thanks to those who've been working behind the scenes to get things restored. And we do have the first points tonight, so Mifflinburg does what Lewisburg could not, and that is capitalize, being deep down in the red zone.
And converting the third and 27, that's going to be the key play of that drive.
Here is the extra point attempt. It is up, and it is good. The Mifflinburg Wildcats lead 7-0. 1:51 to go. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more in a moment on the High School Football Game of the Week.
Underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 50
55 years, Steiningers has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steiningers also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove. And featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steiningers Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
Don, Terry, and Chris, Shikellamy leading Milton 21-0, and Loyal Sock and South Williams, who are tied up at 7 apiece now in the second. Now back to you.
Oh, Breed.
All right, and here we have the first points of the game. It's the Mifflinburg Wildcats with 151.
Sheriff and Dominic Deese.
Able to break through for that touchdown.
5-yard touchdown run by Mason Breed.
And here is the kickoff, and it's going to be taken by Dominic. Dominic to the 30-yard line, brought down at the 32, and that is where the Green Dragons will have it, first down and 10.
And look at the body language on the sidelines here, the difference of the body language, the Mifflinburg sideline, the Lewisburg sideline. Lewisburg dominates that first quarter, nothing to show for it. Mifflinburg struggles, hangs in, second quarter starts putting some offense together, and now there's the pep and the step on the home sideline.
So here we have a first down and 10 coming up for Lewisburg on the 32-yard line, 144. Back to throw. It's Shedlesky. He completes it to Landis, and Landis is going to be to the 37-yard line. That's a gain of 5, and then quickly gobbled up right there is getting the tackle. It is Cannon Keister, I believe, with the tackle.
Number 52 for Mifflinburg, Emmanuel Ulrich, almost had the defensive lineman's dream of picking off a screen pass just out of his reach.
So now it is second down and 6 coming up for the Green Dragons. It's going to be Shedlesky keeping it himself. Left side gets to the 40. He's going to be close to a first down. Of course, Shedlesky setting all kinds of passing records, but Terry also a very effective runner. And coming in tonight, he's accumulated quite a few yards along the way. And shows right there he can be a dual threat.
And Lewisburg not really in a hurry, kind of playing this a little conservatively as you get towards the end of the half.
Shedlesky looking downfield, and now he's going to be wrapped up and brought down. Good coverage there by Mifflinburg. And now getting the sack is Quinton Doan. And that might just seal up the fact that Lewisburg's going to put the brakes on here, and there's fourth down coming up. So I guess Mifflinburg's going to call that timeout.
Mifflinburg calls the timeout, not wanting to put the brakes on here. They want to, hey, we're going to extend this half. We're going to get a chance to put the ball in the hands of one of our playmakers and see what we can get here, which totally reversed from the first quarter to the second quarter.
So we have 38 seconds to play here in this first half. We'll keep it here for a moment. Again, you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week. Rivalry week here, this final week of the regular season, the battle for the Little Brown Jug. Don, Terry, and Chris here at Mifflinburg Wildcat Stadium, and the Wildcats a 7-0 lead. Chris Miller is on the sidelines. We had some technical issues earlier. Not sure if Chris is able to hear me.
Can you hear me, Don?
Yes, absolutely. All right.
So I'm just thinking of Mifflinburg, right? Lewisburg gets the ball coming out in the second half, so Mifflinburg would like to tack a few more points onto that board here going into halftime.
Well, let's see what they're able to work with here. Shedlesky sets a punt standing on his own 20, gets off a good kick, and it's going to hit right about the 28. It dies at the 25,
ooh,
and I'm not sure that was the wisest move, but the ball returner Andrew Deal, a freshman, the ball just like plopped at the 25, didn't move, and he decided to run up and try and pick it up, and he did not have much margin to do that.
It's the indecision, and you mentioned, Don, he's a freshman. What's the best thing about freshmen? They're sophomores next year.
Well, it's interesting. Both these coaches have been coaching a lot of freshmen, and in fact, it's kind of a theme when you look at all the different teams throughout District 4 this season. There's a lot of youth, freshmen, sophomores picking up a lot of experience. Some of these teams are going to be really experienced coming back next year.
It's going to make for a lot of fun in the years to come.
From the shotgun with 29 seconds to go, it looks like a conservative play call here with Mason Breed on the carry right into that line. Not much. And it'll be second down and long. And it looks like Mifflinburg will be quite happy just to get to the half, leading by 7. You know, Lewisburg, 3 times in the red zone, did not come up with points on any of them. And Mifflinburg, the one time they had it there, Terry, they made a count.
They did, and a quick injury up there. Looks like Mason Breed is down limping. Just came back off of injury, correct?
He did.
So
looks like it might just be a cramp there.
A cramp, yes.
Yeah, it looks like they're stretching him out. Let's take a break here. 30-second timeout. Back with more in a moment on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453. On the web at VreelandsHarley.com.
Top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC's Football Friday.
All right, well, the injury timeout is over, and we go to the half. And the good news, Mason Breed able to walk off fine under his own power there, so it looked like a cramping situation. That's when you've been dealing with injuries and you're finally back and healthy. The last thing you want to see is see a guy go down, let alone one of the guys that you've been really leaning on a lot for success this season.
A sigh of relief from the home sideline again.
All right, let's head down to the field here in just a moment. We're going to be hearing from head football coach Mark Persing. He'll be chatting with Chris Miller in just a moment. Again, the score, it's Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg nothing. Let's head down and catch a couple words here from Coach.
Hey, Coach, I'll kind of walk and talk with you. I know you want to get into half here. So three stall drives there, getting into Wildcat territory there in the first half. What went wrong?
We just had some misexecutions there, and we left 21 points on the board. So we didn't have the best week of practice, and I think the kids are starting to realize that you can't take any opponent lightly, especially during a rivalry. So now you know, the mood has to change as soon as we go into the locker room.
You get the ball coming out in the second half, which is a good thing. A lot of football left. What do you say to them at halftime?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome.
Besides the obvious.
Listen, we moved the ball at will. We beat ourselves. Our four-year starting quarterback had a mishap. It doesn't typically happen. He thought it was a handoff to the right. It was supposed to be a handoff to the left. We had an alignment bust. We had a protection bust. So we're just going to go in at halftime now and just make sure that we shore up our assignments.
Hey, sounds great. Best of luck in the second half.
Thank you.
All right, and that's head football coach Mark Persing from the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And again, a lot of things they were able to do except for put points on the board.
See, if I'm coach, I'm thinking, okay, he's going to go into the locker room, tell his team, you know what, we're going to be okay. We moved the ball. We had our opportunities. After hearing that interview, I'm not so sure what he's going to say to this team, because he just said we didn't have the best week of practice, and I think our kids are knowing that. And I'm not sure. I have a feeling that they're going to know it for sure after this halftime speech.
Well, we'll see how everyone responds coming up. Chris, you were just going to make a comment?
I was just going to say, you know, for Lewisburg, I mean, I think this has been the story of what Coach Persing has said for the last couple of weeks. I mean, they've had a lot of their opponents that they should have beaten, and it's the mistakes that are just hurting them. So at some point, I'm sure Coach has to say, guys, who's going to step up and be a leader here in the second half, because there's a lot of football left to play.
Well, the awesome thing is there's a lot of football left to play. The other awesome thing is we're going to have the action for you, so do keep an ear out. We'll have the halftime featured interview coming up. We'll be talking faith and bike riding, and it's something I had a part of this past summer. We'll hear that conversation. Pastor K.R. Malia, our halftime featured interview. We'll have a recap of our action here and have the second half coming up as well. It is the battle for the Little Brown Jug, and right now the Mifflinburg Wildcats leading the Lewisburg Green Dragons 7-0. Again, the halftime featured in coming up next on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons LLC, a proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout North Central Pennsylvania, providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Send joy to a child in need with Operation Christmas Child. Simply pack a shoebox with fun toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Then drop it off during National Collection Week, November 18th through the 25th. And the best part is the good news of Jesus Christ that's shared alongside your gift and the opportunity for life-changing discipleship afterwards. Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for gift suggestions and to find a drop-off location near you.
They work long hours and serve sacrificially for you, but they usually don't receive a lot of recognition. We need to show appreciation for our pastors every now and then. In fact, October is Clergy Appreciation Month, so please make a special effort now to recognize all that your pastors do to help you and your family grow in the faith. Why not pray for your pastors and then express to them your thanks and encouragement? October is Clergy Appreciation Month, a reminder from Focus on the Family.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC, the Halftime Interview.
Here on WGRC, our halftime featured interview is with Pastor K.R. Malee with Family Life of Penns Valley, and we're going to be talking about endurance bike riding. And Pastor K.R., first of all, thanks for taking some time out to join us.
Sure, Don. Thanks for having me on today.
So obviously you're pastoring a church and leading in ministry, but we're talking bike riding here. Tell me a little bit about your introduction to bike riding. What got you motivated in doing what has turned out to being some very long trips?
Probably about 5 years ago, I didn't really even own a bike, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And the Lord just put a vision on my heart to bike across the country first. And it was kind of not something that was on my radar, but, you know, he put it on my heart. And so I had to get a bike and start training and eventually biked across the country. That was our first trip.
I imagine when you told some folks, maybe even your family, that you had this thought of biking across the country, yet you hadn't been riding all that much along the way, what kind of reactions did you get?
Yeah, they were all across the board. There were some that, you know, really wondered the reason for it and if I could do it. But there were ones, especially close to me, that really came down to, if you know the Lord wants you to do this, then do it, and he'll give you the strength to do so.
So you've learned a lot about bike riding. First of all, the distance and the number of days that you did in that cross-country ride, how far did you go?
Yeah, that first ride was about 38 days, and somewhere around 2,500 to 3,000 miles was the total journey. And that was in 2014, so that was 5 years ago. But yeah, that was the first trip that we did, and it was really an experience, that's for sure.
So you've learned a lot about bike riding, maybe the nutrition, foods, things to do, things not to do. What would be a couple of those highlight things that you really learned getting into this whole thing of some distance bike riding?
Well, I think the main thing, you know, somebody had shared with me in the beginning when I was going to do this, that a lot of it is physical, but a lot of it is really mental, and you have to fix your mind on why you're doing it and take it really one pedal at a time. And so really just kind of focusing back on why the Lord called us to do this trip and really keeping our mind set on that so that we could climb on that bike every day and really take the gospel from coast to coast and share Christ with people as we met them.
All right. Now, I know that is at your passion. And as you know, I bike ride. And we, in fact, had a chance to do a cross-state bike ride, not a country one, but across Pennsylvania. Still had its own unique challenges and excitement level as well. But the point is to share Christ. So maybe you can talk a little bit about the bike trip that we both were a part of here this past summer.
Yeah, so this past July, you and I and two others, we biked across PA for 5 days. And really, we just carried with us the Gospel of John and a tract that we had written. And as we would ride through the towns that we came upon, you know, we just would sense the Lord leading us to stop and to talk with someone, pray with people. And the divine encounters along the way were just pretty amazing to see how the Lord worked that out.
Yeah, I found it real interesting how eager people were to talk and some of the conversations, how deep they could get so quickly. Is there a particular one that kind of stands out for you that maybe is just an example of the many interactions that the four of us were able to have this summer?
Well, it always excites me when somebody comes to know Christ as their Savior. And actually right there in Lewisburg, when we were biking through there, had an opportunity to stop and talk with a young man. And as we had conversation, invited him to pray with me to receive Christ as his Savior. And boy, what a moment that was to see that happen, how the Lord directed that into his life.
Of course, there were some that heard the gospel for the first time, but then I know we also had opportunity to chat with a lot of folks who have been followers of Christ, but maybe they were just hurting or struggling or just wanted someone to just share and connect with. I guess we can never underestimate the importance of having those kind of encounters too.
Yeah, I know you had some of those as well, Don, and we each did on this PA trip where, you know, you just go into a town and there would be an individual or a group of people or just different ones that really maybe were hurting and struggling. And aren't we all at times where we need somebody to kind of just stop and take a moment and pray with you and just encourage you to keep going and that the Lord is with them. So yeah, great opportunities like that as well.
Now, as you've had opportunities to do the bike riding, I know a lot of stories come along with that. And you do some book writing, some of it centered around these trips, some of it centered around other things that are on your heart. If people want to find out about the book writing, specifically even some of the ones that connect with bike rides, what kind of things do you have available?
Yeah, so from the very first ride that we did, I wrote a book called Don't Quit, and then it just explains the trip across the country, but also the encounters we have with people and overcoming things. Another book is called Minutes Matter, Making Every Beat Count. It's not about biking, but just mainly about making sure our hearts are in the right place and managing our lives well to make a difference for Christ. And then this third book that came out recently is called Our Only Hope. And that was based off a second trip we did on Route 66 from Chicago to Santa Monica a couple years ago. And so those can be, yeah, we have a website called rockandrollministries.com. They can be found there.
All right, very cool. And maybe as just a closing word here, you mentioned that first book title. It's called Don't Quit. And I know it's a neat story behind how that title came about. And maybe someone is going through something right now and they're just feeling like they want to give up on something. And that's not what's supposed to happen. Tell us real quick just what about the title, what the story was that kind of flowed out of that.
You know, on day two of that trip, I wanted to quit. I'd faced some hills and we're looking at some pretty difficult days ahead. And, you know, that night that I was really feeling down, my wife texted me a verse in a chapter of the Bible, Psalm 121, that starts with, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And, you know, as I began to quote and memorize those verses, you know, the Lord kept me going. And I think in life, whenever we feel like quitting at something, we kind of got to refocus our mind back to Christ, and he will keep us on that path and keep us strong and keep us going forward.
Pastor K.R. Malit, appreciate again just sharing about your passion for sharing Christ and also the interesting journey on the roads, on the bikes. It's been fun to be a part of that with you, and thanks for sharing a little bit of that story today.
Thanks, Don. It's been great to be with you today.
You've been listening to the Halftime Interview. Get set for the second half of tonight's game on WGRC's Football Friday.
Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coast Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Culpmont.
And WGRC.com.
Agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate Insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500 and at agents.allstate.com.
Take a look at our WGRC halftime scoreboard. Most of these games way behind ours. They're either in the mid-second to the, I'll just give the scores here, knowing that that's where these games pretty much are. Shikellamy leading Milton 28-0. It's Montoursville 7 and Selins Grove 0. Loyal Sock in front of South Williamsport 14-7. It's Mount Carmel 14 and Shamokin 6. Central Columbia leading Bloomsburg 6-0. Hughesville 21 and Muncie 17. Southern Columbia 28 and Danville 0 late in the second. Jersey Shore 33, Central Mountain 7, and Montgomery 14, Bucktown 0. Again, those games all in the mid to late second period. Now back to you, Don.
All right, thanks, John. And, of course, as John gives those scores, Terry, you know, it's a rivalry weekend here as we wrap things up. Here, our scoring, it's been very low scoring, and it's Mifflinburg, the 7-0 lead. The Lewisburg Green Dragons are back on the field. Here comes Mifflinburg, and we'll go down to the field. Chris Miller has coach Jason Dressler.
So we got, I'm sure, happy coach Dressler with that first half. I mean, you had some mistakes, but credit to your team. They rebounded, showed resiliency, and got the points on the board when it mattered.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys just played a heck of a first half. I mean, they really did. Not everything, you know, goes your way. And like I always tell them in football, one thing's guaranteed, you'll face adversity. And we only have one touchdown, so we cannot by any means get comfortable. That's a quality team across the field, so we just got to keep playing physical football and keep playing intense and play one down at a time and for the next 24 minutes and play hard.
You got Mason Bree going there on the ground game. I know that was important to you. Do you look to build on that in the second half?
Well, absolutely. You know, don't try to fix something that's not broken, right? Exactly. But we know they made adjustments, and we're going to see what they did and try to counter that.
Hey, wish you well. It looks like a good second half.
All right, thank you.
All right, again, that's Coach Jason Dressler with our Chris Miller on the sideline. And mentioned our scoring, it's 7-0. Mifflinburg got into the red zone once. They made it work, and they got that 5-yard touchdown run from DeGroat. It came with 1:51 to go on the clock. And, Terry, you know, that was the only scoring, but it's really the non-scoring that was a big story as Lewisburg twice in the red zone, once fumbling right about the 5-yard line, and then it was a missed field goal, and then they had another time they were around the 25-yard line and, you know, fourth down, wasn't able to be converted. And so, you know, Lewisburg just time and time again knocking on the door but couldn't put the points up.
And again, kind of same thing as last week, not opportunistic, not taking advantage of that chance that you have to, I'm not going to say put a team away, but at least get the upper hand. But let's not forget the big play on that touchdown for Mifflinburg, a 3rd and 27 conversion. Huge play, got the Wildcats down to the 5. They finished the drive, and Lewisburg has not finished the drive today.
So a big, big first half. And again, this is the battle for the little brown jug. It's been a game, a rivalry that's been really owned by Lewisburg here in recent years. Mifflinburg would love, and this is probably the most evenly matched these two teams have kind of come into this game. You can always, you know, see a rival win either way. But, you know, when you really look at these teams, the seniors that are here and getting healthy again at the right time for Mifflinburg, you know, has them poised for this is probably their best shot at flipping this this rivalry their way. And again, according to coach, and everyone else knows it, they're up 7-0, but there's a big second half of football to go.
There is, and these seniors know it. To go through 4 years and not beat your rival is heart-wrenching, and they know that right now it's out there for the taking, and like you said, they have a chance to flip this script on this rivalry.
Well, we are going to take a 60-second timeout. When we come back, we will have the second half kickoff of this Week 10 regular season finale on our Game of the Week. It's Lewisburg at Mifflinburg. The Wildcats leading it 7-0. We'll be back with that second half kickoff next on WGRD.
Jesus said in John 4:14, "Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, it will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." This encouragement is brought to you by Melcott Radiator, repairing and rebuilding radiators for any size, make, and model, including antique cars, tractors, and heavy equipment. They also service diesel fuel tanks, oil coolers, heater cores, AC condensers, and Recore Charge air coolers. Our thanks to Melcott Radiator on the Old Trail in Selins Grove at 374-2575.
Serving Columbia County and all of central Pennsylvania is Millville HPS, providing solar power solutions for both business and residential, including the design and installation of solar PV systems for generating electricity. They also offer solar hot water systems to heat water for showers, pools, or to supplement home heating. On the web at MillvilleHPS.com. Their telephone number is 570-336-2617. Proudly supporting programming on WGRC.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
Well, it's been a good one so far. Can't wait to see how the second half plays out as this game right now, heading to the second half. It is a Mifflinburg 7-0 lead over the Lewisburg Green Dragons. And we've got that second half kickoff as Mifflinburg, Gabriel Stettler, set to kick off to Lewisburg. And it's an end-over-end kick, sails to the 10-yard line. Dominic has it there to the 15, 20, 25, 30, 35-yard line. And then he is knocked down at the 38 as Gabe Stettler makes the tackle right there. So the Lewisburg Green Dragons, they've been getting good field position pretty much all night. They'll have it here to open up the second half.
Yeah, it was Mifflinburg with their backs to their goal line. But again, long drives and then not being able to complete them as you having to go the length of the field. And here Mifflinburg, Lewisburg starting at their 38. Pretty good. They'll take it.
Hey, Don.
Sure.
Just something that I noticed. Well, I'll catch you here after the snap.
Here comes a first down for Lewisburg. Shotgun, Shedleski, trips far side, one receiver near side as they're working left to right. Quick pass, Landis has it at 40, 45, and first down yardage just across midfield as Landis gets it to the Mifflinburg 49-yard line. Landis with the tackle, first down and 10, Lewisburg.
So, yeah, just something I noticed coming out after halftime, Lewisburg was extremely focused. There was not a smile, no nothing. Mifflinburg's feeling really loose, so we'll see how focused and disciplined Lewisburg is after a halftime chat.
All right, Chris had the very good eye-level view right there on the field. Well, penalty flag comes out on this first down carry for Lewisburg. We'll see who this one is against, and this is going to be against the Green Dragons. So backing them up five, you know, and you start to get, you know, good play. Boom, first down, Mifflinburg territory. And now 5-yard penalty, first down and 15. Doesn't take much to kind of squash the momentum.
Yeah, and then there's focus, like Chris had mentioned, but then also, I don't know if it was just more focus on your play instead of your step count or what exactly happened there.
So here comes the four receiver set, three of them near side. Shedleski looks this way, throws, caught at the 40-yard line, and Breed able to knock down the receiver, which was Simeon Byler. The junior able to hang on to it, and that is close to a first down. So on first and 15, they pick up 14. It'll be second down and one.
It's really soft hands by Byler. You could tell if you have a feeling if we were right next to him, we might not have heard that ball hit his hands. But really good in traffic, and he still just focused it in and made the catch.
And it was a ball that had some zip on it. Here's the handoff to Dominic. Dominic left side. He's looking for the corner. He gets to the outside, and he gets the sideline and gets that first down and quite a bit more. He is going to be ruled out.
We've got a Wildcat player down the far side. They're motioning for help right away.
Yeah, out of bounds. We'll check and see who that is. The carry gets all the way to the 24-yard line. Mason Breed has been dealing with cramps here for a bit. Breed is okay. He's standing in the linebacking unit right now for Mifflinburg, but someone's getting stretched down the far side. Looks like a cramp issue. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back with more in a moment. 10:43 to go, third quarter. It's still Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg nothing, but the Green Dragons are driving. More of the high school football game of the week coming up 30 seconds away.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
It's the high school football game of the week on WGRC.
All
And a first down handoff. Dominic up the middle just a few yards there for Lewisburg. It's going to set up a second down and eight. And the injured Wildcat looking... who made the tackle, Michael Antoniak. The senior's been having a great season. They moved him to linebacker, and he made the stop there, and he was the one that got stretched out there. He ran off the sideline, and Terry's right back out there.
Right back in the game, and as a senior, I don't think he wants to miss any plays at all.
Trips near side, one receiver far side, handoff instead to Dominic. Dominic gets around that right side, sidesteps a receiver, a would-be tackler, gets close to the 10. He's going to be ruled down at the 12. So an impressive drive here for Lewisburg. This is their first series of this second half, and looking to try and tie this game up. Again, they've been deep in Mifflinburg territory before, but they've not yet found that end zone. And also keep in mind the quarterback, Nick Shedleski, if it were to be a passing touchdown, if they're able to do that tonight, he would set a school record in that category. Shedleski's going to keep it himself instead, using his legs up the middle, and he goes to the end zone, right in, touchdown.
That was a giant hole there opened up by the Lewisburg line to allow quarterback, up the middle. Excellent touchdown for Lewisburg, exactly what they needed here. Now you start to wonder if the momentum starts swinging in Lewisburg's favor. They got Mifflinburg pinned back on their heels that they weren't expecting.
It wasn't much of a draw. A draw would be more if he paused a little bit. It's like he saw that was open, and it was wide open, and he just kind of rode, I think it was a center, right back into the end zone.
And here comes the extra point attempt by Logan Moore, and it is up, and it is no good. It goes wide left, so Mifflinburg hangs on to the lead with 9:54 to go in the third quarter. It's Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg 6, here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
This is Bob Schoen of the Blaze Alexander Ford team in Lewisburg, PA, and we're proud to be supporting WGRC.
Blaze Alexander Ford offers a full line of new Ford cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Pre-owned vehicles are available, and a listing of new and pre-owned vehicles is available online at blazealexander.com. Located along Route 45 just west of Lewisburg, Blaze Alexander Ford Sales and Service is available at 888-551-7061.
Don, Terry, and Chris, back and forth they go. A little while ago, Hughesville was in the lead. It's now at halftime in this game. Muncie 24 and Hughesville 21. Now back to you.
All right, well, it sounds like a lot of great action here to close out the regular season. You get a lot of these rivalries. You look at Muncie and Hughesville, two districts that know each other so well. You know, Shamokin playing Mount Carmel tonight. And here we've got a great one. It's Mifflinburg hanging on to a 7-6 lead over the Lewisburg Green Dragons. But Lewisburg there just getting the big touchdown run from Shedleski.
They did a 12-yard run right up the middle, wide open, like Chris said, well blocked, and unable to convert the PAT, so they find themselves down one.
Kickoff picked up by Mifflinburg at the 10 to the 15, and down at the 17-yard line. Penalty flag comes out on the far side of the field. Let's see where that is going to impact things. And with the return there, the freshman Andrew Deal. And, you know, field position-wise, Lewisburg, we mentioned they've been having good field position all night. Mifflinburg, for the most part, has been backed up pretty deep. And here, pending this...
this is going against Mifflinburg.
Yeah, this is going to really make for a difficult situation for the Wildcats. They're going to be back inside their 10 to start this drive.
It is. We haven't seen too many flags. That might be the fourth or fifth flag so far tonight. So a well-played game, at least as far as the officials are viewing, from the penalty standpoint. Right.
Lewisburg really needs to capitalize. I mean, this is deep into the Mifflinburg end zone, and it'd be nice for a turnover here for Lewisburg.
So they're going to have this down at the 6-yard line. That's where Mifflinburg's going to have a first down and 10. They've got a three-receiver set, two near side, one far side. Mason Breed and Riley Stahl both in the backfield with quarterback DeGroat. It goes to Stahl. Stahl's got a little bit of room, powers his way to about the 9. Gets about 3 yards on that carry.
Lewisburg brings pressure when their backs are to their goal line. It's interesting to see if they bring some pressure here, try to force the action with their faces in the goal line as a defense. Just, again, see what you can make happen. Maybe you get a cheap turnover. Maybe you get a cheap touchdown.
Battling for the little brown jug here tonight. And these communities know this rivalry so well. Big game always, and here it closes out the regular season. It's been a good one so far. Here's the handoff up the middle. Breed bounces off a tackler, powers his way across the 15, across the 20. Want to get a little yardage? Give it to Breed, and that could have been very easily maybe a one-yard gain. He turns it into a first-down run all the way out to the 23.
They did bring just a little bit of pressure from the right side, the defensive right side, but they weren't quick enough, and Breed hit it inside, got loose, and picked up a big first down and a lot of breathing room now for this offense.
The senior running back averaging 6 yards a carry. That was a big one right there. First and 10, Mifflinburg. Fakes the handoff to Stahl. I think it was supposed to go to Stahl. Instead, DeGroat keeps it himself, goes right side, turns the corner, runs into Antoniak, his blocking tight end, and it's going to be a first down carry. That was a busted play from the get-go. It looks like it was supposed to go to Stahl on the handoff, but Stahl didn't take it, so DeGroat ran with it. He runs into Antoniak, and Antoniak's down right now with an injury.
Everything about that play seemed busted. I mean, from the
beginning. But it's a first down.
Antoniak makes the tackle on his own quarterback. Now he's hurt. So probably a play. I don't want to say Mifflinburg wants to do it over. They got 12 yards and a first down on it. But not how you drew it up, you could say.
Struggling again with cramping. It was just a few plays ago on defense that Antoniak had the cramping issue, and that's exactly what they're doing now. They're kind of stretching out that right leg. We will keep it here for right now. As, again, our score, it is Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg 6. We have 8:39 to go here in this third quarter as you listen to the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC. You mentioned about the AAA standings, and it's kind of a wide-open race. So again, Montoursville leading the way at 8-1. They're kind of the front runners. They'll have that top seed for sure. But then after that, Loyal Sock likely a number 2, but right there with them, Central Columbia. And then Lewisburg and Warrior Run at 4-5. Lewisburg, likely they're going to be playing next. It's just a matter of do they play at Lewisburg or Warrior Run. So Lewisburg really wants that home game. Right now, the Mifflinburg Wildcats sitting in at the 7 seed right behind Danville. So Mifflinburg likely to go to Loyal Sock. It's possible a different matchup could happen, but that's the likely scenario. I do want to mention Antoniak got stretched out. He is back on the sidelines. They're still working on that left calf for him, but getting stretched out. Good to see him able to run off the field. Here comes first and 10 for the Wildcats. DeGroat hands it off. This is going to be Breed up the middle. And Breed gets about 2 on the play. It'll be second down and 8 coming up.
Yeah, working on Antoniak, looks like, with the rolling pin over there, like they're making Christmas cookies or something. But it's just working that tight calf out.
He's gingerly trying to give that a little bit of a testing there. And, of course, you know the fluids are coming as well.
Yeah, interesting to see the cramping. I mean, it's been 2 guys, but you expect it in August 25th or maybe even September 25th. But October 25th, it's kind of interesting to see cramping. It is mild.
DeGroat fakes one handoff to Breed, instead gives it to Stahl, and Lewisburg sniffs out that play and coming up with the tackle there on defense for Lewisburg. We'll give that to Josh Gose, the senior, who, by the way, originally was likely to not play in the game, but got the green light to play in the game. He actually injured his knee towards the end of last week's game. They had to wait on some test results to make sure he was good to go. It's no doubt sore, but he wants to be out there, and he's a big, big part of that line. So big number 63, one of the captains, Josh Gose, in on the tackle there. Mifflinburg back to throw. DeGroat able to complete it to the 39-yard line. That's going to be a gain of just a few. And able to get it to Andrew Deal, the freshman, back to the 39-yard line. So it's going to be fourth down, and Lewisburg able to hold. And it's going to force the punt here for the Wildcats.
And a good tackle on a very slippery Andrew Deal. Reminds you of Darren Sproles, any Eagles fans or old Saints Chargers fans out there. But Mighty Mouse, a tough guy and tough to wrap up, but they got him down to the ground.
So while Mifflinburg does not get points on the board, they do get this. Remember, this drive started on their own 6. They get out to the 39, so they do turn the field a bit here. Antoniak, who's been having the cramping kicks, and this is not a good one. Kind of a wobbler to the 45 of Lewisburg. Does take a good roll for Mifflinburg inside the 35 to about the 33-yard line. And Antoniak kind of skipping off here again. Maybe still affected by the cramping there. Not his best punt, certainly, of the night. But it got the good roll when they needed it. So Lewisburg, you know, has decent field position, but not great field position.
So he is a left-footed kicker, and it was the left calf they were working on, so he has that going against them. But you have to consider that drive a success if you're Mifflinburg, because they were dropped, you know, back, what, inside their 10 at their 6. They did not quite flip the field, but they put it back to their advantage at least.
So it is Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg 6. Big missed extra point here, the difference in this one so far. Handoff, this is going to be Dominic. Dominic up the middle, and he is going to get up maybe a yard or two, and then he is quickly wrapped up by Riley Stahl.
Tell you what, Don, the field's getting a lot more slick down here. There's a lot more water coming to the surface. There's more chunks of the field actually coming up, so we'll see how that plays into game plans for both teams for the rest of this game.
One of the grass fields that remains here at Mifflinburg. We were down there earlier and coming. It's not bad for week 10, but it is wet, and to Chris's point, that's getting it chewed up here a little bit tonight. Back to throw. Shedleski fires near sideline and caught. Leaning out of bounds, Landis with the big grab, and it looks like that's going to be a first down at the 45-yard line. Nice pass and catch.
It was, and we talk back to the field quick. We usually talk this field is usually pretty chewed up by week four, week five, but to say that it's in good condition, it's best condition we've seen in a long time, except for along the sidelines where it's very, very muddy, which is right where that catch was made. A good job of keeping his feet in bounds. He got two. It would have counted on a Sunday for him.
So Lewisburg on a first down and 10 from their own 45-yard line. Twin set, two receivers each side. Now Landis goes in motion left to right. Instead, Shedleski's going to keep it himself right up the middle and into the heart of the Mifflinburg defense, and he is driven back by about four or five Wildcats. Shedleski hits the turf, and, you know, Stahl was in there. There was quite a few in there. Also give Gabriel Stetler among the group that was in there.
I thought there were only three guys there, and then just one after another, kept getting off of the pile. It was like a clown car in there.
Yeah, Lewisburg, Shedleski, he was looking for a foul in that play, and Mifflinburg wanted a foul in the play, so neither one got what they wanted.
Yeah, he said it looks like a clown car. It was not a laughing matter for Shedleski,
no,
though. He did not find that humorous nor enjoyable. Second down and 10. Back to throw, Shedleski looking. Now he's going to keep it himself. He's got a little room, and he sidesteps a would-be tackler inside Mifflinburg territory, pending the flag. He did get to the Mifflinburg 43, which would be a first down, but likely it's going back.
Yeah. It looks like we might have got a holding on Lewisburg.
And indeed, it is going to be a hold against the Green Dragons, so that negates what would have been a first down run for the quarterback.
Hard to tell. It looks like it didn't need to happen. It looks like he was already beyond it. Then again, maybe the ref is just a little delayed, and maybe he got beyond it because of the hold, if you know what I mean. But
I think from down
drive
here,
killer.
I think from down here, you know, the receiver just committed that penalty. He didn't need to commit. I mean, Nick was well outside, and you know, sometimes as a receiver, when you're blocking, you don't necessarily pay attention, and then you commit that unnecessary penalty.
Yeah, it happened in the backfield, not downfield. So this one marked off from the penalty, from the spot of the foul. It's going to put it back real close to the 30-yard line of Lewisburg. So now it's second down and 25 coming up here for the Green Dragons. It's Mifflinburg 7, Lewisburg 6, 4:42 to go third quarter here on the Game of the Week. Shedleski throws across the middle. Through Landis' hands. It's picked off by Mifflinburg at the 35, 30, and then out of bounds at the 20-yard line. The spark plug, Andrew Deal coming up with a pick.
And I'm thinking coming into this play, they probably don't want to go for it all. They want to get half of it, and they were going for that. They were going for about a 15-yard play through the hands of the receiver and into Deal's hands. And a nice return back inside the 20 at the 19.
It was a catchable ball for Landis. Just a little high, went through his hands, and then Deal in the right place at the right time. Mifflinburg in business here. First down and 10. They have it on the Lewisburg 19-yard line.
This could be a dagger for Mifflinburg can score here.
Again, it's Wildcats here leading 7-6. Pro set. Handoff. Breed. Breed powers right over two would-be tacklers and into the end zone. Touchdown. Mason Breed from 19 yards out.
That's a senior run on senior night right there. He would not be denied. Broke tackles, hurdled a guy at the end that looked like at about the 10-yard line, and that is finishing a run and finishing a one-play drive off of the turnover.
So with 4:20 to go in the third quarter, Mason Breed now has the Wildcats leading 13-6. An extra point, of course, would make this an 8-point game. Still a one-score opportunity, but it would require a 2-point conversion for Lewisburg. Here is the extra point by Stetler. The hold good. The kick is up. And it is through. It's Mifflinburg 13, Lewisburg 6. Back with more third quarter action coming up on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
underwriting WGRC is Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. For over 55 years, Steininger's has provided dry cleaning service for area residents, caring for all types of garments. Steininger's also cleans and preserves wedding gowns. Featuring drive-through service at 4 Commerce Avenue in Hummel's Wharf and 7th Street in Lewisburg. Also located at 107 West Pine Street in Sealands Grove, and featuring additional drop-off locations in Middleburg, Mifflinburg, Northumberland, and Sunbury. And at Lingle's Market in Watsontown. Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning. Glad to support WGRC.
John, Terry, and Chris in the early third, Montoursville 7 and Sealands Grove nothing, and Loyal Sock leading South Williamsport 14-7 in the third. Now back to you.
And here our score, it's Mifflinburg 14, Lewisburg 6. End over end kick is received at the 9. Dominic across the 15, 20. Bounces close to the 30-yard line, brought down there. And Mifflinburg, you can see the body language. They are tasting it, feeling it. Lucas Whitaker there with the stop. And it is going to be a Lewisburg first down and 10, again from their own 30-yard line. And Mason Breed, both touchdown runs on the night here for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, and both really set up off of big plays by his teammates. That was a really nice tackle by a freshman, too, by them. Really nice open field tackle. And I've been thinking as I'm watching Dominic run in the second half, he has that second gear. And I'm thinking, you know, if he has a seam on this kickoff, we could be looking at a tie game or at least a one-score game again. And not to be the case. Good play by the freshman.
Yeah, with Max Moyers being injured these last few weeks, they're really glad to have Ethan Dominic as the sophomore running back and also doing a great job on special teams. Shedlesky's got time. Now he's running out of time, and he's going to be gobbled up and dropped at the 24-yard line. I guess that would be the proverbial coverage sack there for Mifflinburg.
Exactly what was going through my mind. You see the three Lewisburg receivers walking back to the huddle now, and there's still a Mifflinburg player on their hip. So really good job by the secondary.
So now it is a second down and 15 here for Lewisburg. We'll have this ball just inside their own 25-yard line. So the Mifflinburg Wildcats regrab the momentum. They had a 7-0 lead at the half. Lewisburg, a big touchdown to open this third quarter. The missed extra point, and now Mifflinburg able to get the turnover and get the touchdown. They've got the momentum. Here's Dominic trying the left side. He does not get to the corner. He's going to be dropped for a loss as Riley Stahl able to wrap him up.
And it looks like, I don't know if Riley Stahl is a wrestler, but I always like to make that comparison. Looked like a wrestling takedown. Just shot in, took his legs out, and brought him down.
Does not get 2 points for it, though. Two-point takedown.
Not. Back another 21 yards, maybe. Not this time.
Third down. It is a loss of two. Yeah, there's your two.
Okay, all right.
Third and 18. Not a wrestling guy, but I'm learning. So, you know, I'm working with you on the theme here.
I guess you do the math a little bit. It all comes out. Plus two for you, minus two for the other guy. It's a safe thing almost, right?
And it's third and 18 from the 22. 2:42 to go in this third quarter. A lot of twos flying around. Shedlesky back to throw. Across the middle. Picked. No! Almost picked off as Andrew Deal nearly got another one. That was almost too direct to him as Shedlesky kind of maybe crossed up trying to find Landis, or maybe he was looking for another would-be target there in the secondary, but Andrew Deal was the one that had the shot at it. It just went off his shoulder pads and hits the turf.
I think the one he caught for the interception was a tougher play. That one, I thought, hit him right in the middle of the eight there, and he had a lot of green grass ahead of him. Maybe he got caught peeking at the end zone.
Here's the punt. Shedlesky gets off one towards the far sideline, the Lewisburg sideline, and it hits. Let's see where they mark this. It's going to be actually on the Lewisburg 48-yard line. So Mifflinburg, some great field position here. The Wildcats leading 14-6, 2:33 to go, the third quarter. The battle for the little brown jug and the Wildcats. Again, this has been deemed by many to be their best opportunity in years to reclaim it here in this rivalry. And right now they are trying to seize the moment. And they've got a one-score lead, and they've got the football now on the Lewisburg 48, first down and 10. Under center, DeGroat, pro set, fakes the handoff to one, now gives it to Deal, and Deal maybe gets a yard to the 47, second down and 9.
I like that call here. You got a guy who's played really good defensively. Yeah, let's give him a chance to put the ball in his hand, see if he can keep that momentum going on the other side. Lewisburg there to snuff it out, though.
So second down and 9 now coming up for the Wildcats.
And Mifflinburg really weathered that storm of the first quarter. And like, it's a combination of Mifflinburg weathering the storm and Lewisburg missing opportunities. But here we are, Mifflinburg a chance now up 8 and maybe take some more control of this game.
Shotgun for Mifflinburg. Quick screen pass to Breed, and Breed is going to shake one tackler at the 50. Gets his way to the 46-yard line, and that is going to be a gain of 2, and Breed is slow getting up. In fact, he's not getting up.
I don't know if that's a cramp. It looked like he was holding the inside of his leg, maybe by the groin area.
He's been trying to be cramped out, trying to be stretched out most of the night, along with Antoniak, and they are kind of stretching Breed here. And it's going to be a 3rd down and 7. And again, tripped up there after sidestepping one would-be tackler at midfield. Breed brought down, and again, they're stretching him out. Let's take a 30-second break for the injury. We'll be back with more third quarter action coming up. It's a dandy here tonight. Mifflinburg 14, Lewisburg 6. The final regular season game on the Game of the Week on WGRC.
Freeland's Harley-Davidson of Bloomsburg is supporting WGRC. Since 1990, they've been selling new and used bikes, parts, and accessories. Their on-site service department performs repairs, restorations, and customizations. In-house financing is available. Bike storage is offered from November through April. Located along Route 11 with hours Monday through Saturday, their phone number is 570-784-2453 on the web at freelandsharley.com.
It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Glad to have you joining us here tonight from Mifflinburg. And this cramp situation taking a little longer to get Mason Breed stretched out here. Coach Jason Dressler out there along with some members of the training staff and clearly working to stretch him. But just right now, the leg's not cooperating for the very powerful senior running back who's been out, you know, a number of weeks here. And this is a moment Mifflinburg's as healthy as they've been since week one, you know, having their quarterback DeGroat back, having Breed in there, having Riley Stahl healthy. And now Mason Breed able to get up and walk off under his own power, but a little bit of a limp there, still favoring that one leg.
You're going to probably take the rolling pin to his leg, too. Ethan Spaulding for Lewisburg also got up a little slow there, and he was trying to stretch himself out. He kind of was the one who missed the tackle at midfield, but it was an awkward attempt. His leg kind of slipped underneath him, but he's in the game, but I'll keep an eye on him.
Big third down here for Lewisburg.
3rd and 7 for the Wildcats. Spread it out with 4 receivers. DeGroat back to throw, fires, and it's going to be intended for Stahl, but knocked away. Dante Sims with some tight coverage there. He kind of hobbles off to the sideline as well. So good play for Sims, but Sims, we'll see if he's impacted at all. He's maybe he'll need to get stretched out as well.
Chris, you were down on the field for that. I thought up here he looked a little bit early. Now, there was no complaints or anything from the home stands, so guess not.
It was mighty close. I mean, he was over his back, but I don't think his arm came over the shoulder until right when the ball hit, so I think that's why he got away with it.
Antoniak set to kick, and he gets off a much better punt this time. It's going to go at the 5-yard line, and it's down at the 1.
Maybe the half.
It is a great, great punt there for Antoniak, and able to get back and down, and I believe it was Jarrett Miller, perhaps? Indeed. Another with a lot of youth on the field for a lot of teams throughout the area, and Jarrett Miller, a freshman, able to get back there. And
Don, that's at like the half-yard line from where they just spotted it.
Logan Callison was the return man there, and he did the right thing. That you don't see it much anymore, but if your heels are on the 10 and the ball's over your head, you're supposed to let it go. He did the right thing. It just happened to check up and work to the advantage of the Wildcats there.
A soft grass field, and that did not to go Lewisburg's way there. So they have it on the half-yard line, and we've got a timeout. Mifflinburg Wildcats calling it here with 1:18 to go in this third quarter.
That's funny you mentioned the soft ground field, because if this game is being played in Lewisburg, it's at Bucknell Stadium for the field turf, and it probably gets into the end zone.
Very possible, yeah. A lot of the turf fields out there. With a football, that's one of the exciting and maybe sometimes for football players frustrating things. You never know which direction a football is going to go. However, you know, at a moment like that, more likely to certainly get the kind of role you're looking for in a turf field. But, you know, again, Antoniak, who earlier had a punt that didn't go so great, he's been trying to get stretched out, all that kind of thing. That time just boomed a great kick, hit exactly where they would have wanted it, and good job by coverage. So often you see sometimes players go to down something like that and accidentally kick it or, you know, carry it into the end
zone. Get overly excited, like, yeah. Oh, I've got to do this.
But,
and then you just go in the end zone.
Downed it perfectly, exactly the way you'd want your special teams unit to handle it.
And, hey, Don and Terry. Yeah. Mifflinburg just brought Lucas Whitaker in the game. He's a freshman. He's a 5'10", 185, but he's another linebacker. So looks like they're looking to load the box and maybe send the house.
Well, Mason Breed's still getting stretched out on the near sideline, so he's not in there for Mifflinburg. Here's Lewisburg, first down and 10 from the 1. Shedlesky throws, caught at the 5. And it is just a good, quick pass to Spalding. And not much after the catch, but that catch gets them 4 yards there. Big, big yards when you're backed up that far.
Nice simple play call. Just give you a little bit more room to operate. Just got to start to run those guys in motion a little bit more instead of running into your goal post.
So first down, and or rather second down and 6 from the 5-yard line. Lewisburg deep in their own end. 2 receivers set each side. Back to throw. Cross the middle and picked off by Deal at the 20. 15-yard line. Deal with his second interception. He nearly had a third also, but that time a big pick, and Mifflinburg's got it deep in Lewisburg territory.
There is absolute miscommunication between the quarterbacks and receivers on Lewisburg. Receiver is tearing off down the field on a go route. Had no clue that Nick was going to be sending that right in the middle there.
And I say this, he's 5'6". I'm wondering if they're literally not seeing him because that's the third time now he's had it. Like, it's been there and it's been right to him. Use it to your advantage, whatever works for you, right?
We've got a first down and 10. Mifflinburg, 103 to go in this third quarter. Handoff, Breed up the middle to the 10 and to the 9-yard line. That is going to be a gain of 5. Second down and 5 now, Wildcats.
Mifflinburg doing a great job just asserting their will down here, just running the football down Lewisburg.
I'm being told by the folks in the Mifflinburg press box that 5'6 is generous.
That's after he really gets stretched out pretty good. Huh?
Play big, though, right? Play
there
big.
There you go. He's playing,
huge right now.
Quite a game here tonight.
They have determined
officially in the press box, they're saying he's playing like 6'6", listed at 5'6". And here is a direct snap or a quick handoff to Breed, and Breed maybe a yard. We'll see if they give him much momentum there. Probably right back to the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be third down and still about 5 coming up here.
Josh Ghost busted through for Lewisburg there to get the stop. So that helped rally the troops there to stop Mason from any further yardage.
That's awesome. You have 2 seniors gutting it out to make the stop, and they know we're headed into the fourth quarter now. It's time.
And there is the horn. We are going to the fourth quarter right now. Our score, Mifflinburg 14, Lewisburg 6. Mifflinburg knocking on the door as we open up the fourth quarter next on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Underwriting WGRC Friday Night Football is Better Business Solutions of Danville, providing sales and service of personal computers and the software that makes them function, offering support for both the home and business user. Better Business Solutions, located on the web at wearebbs.com. Their telephone number is 570-275-5844.
Don, Terry, and Chris all leads in the third. Loyal Sock leading South Williamsport 17-7 now. It's Mount Carmel 21 and Shamokin 14 in the third. Central Columbia 15 and Bloomsburg nothing in the third. Muncie 31, Hughesville 28 in the third. And it's Central Columbia 35 and Danville 6. Southern Columbia having some uncharacteristic turnovers in the first half of that one. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, here, another good one when it comes to rivalry weekend here to close out the regular season. He just had some great scores there. Here we've got a good one with Mifflinburg, a 14-6 lead over Lewisburg. Start of the fourth quarter, DeGroat rolls right, fires, and just misses Riley Stahl at the 3-yard line. Falls incomplete. So now it'll be fourth down coming up for Mifflinburg. And this a big fourth down and 4 and a huge field goal moment right here. They lead by 8. Terry, this would make it a 2-score game if they're able to convert.
It looks like it's going to be about a 25, 26-yard attempt. I think he has the range watching in warm-ups. He started losing it right at about 35 yards, but I think from here he might be okay.
He's on the far hash, so this will be a little bit of an action working to the right to try and put this one through. Gabriel Stettler set for the field goal. The lefty puts it up, and he puts it through. The field goal is good, and the Mifflinburg Wildcats now leading Lewisburg 17-6.
Wasn't stylish, but 3 points is 3 points.
More fourth quarter action coming up on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Serving the residential and commercial construction needs of Pennsylvania's heartland is CR Builders & Sons of Northumberland, providing single room and full structural remodeling, as well as repairs and handyman services. Projects include custom homes, additions, decks, and patios. The telephone number is 570-551-6711 or on Facebook at CR Builders & Sons, LLC. A proud supporter of programming on WGRC.
Don, Terry, and Chris, I just came across this one. Tunkhannock and Midwest, they are tied at 14 at the half. Now back to you.
All right, John, keeping us up to date with a busy night. Final regular season game. And then it's on to the postseason next week. Here, it's been a good one. Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6 following that 25-yard field goal. And this one is going to be picked up this kickoff by Dominic, straight up the middle to the 30-yard line, dropped at the 32, and that is where Lewisburg will have it first down and 10. And, you know, you want to be playing your best football heading into the playoffs. Both of these teams are playoff bound, but you just get that feeling that, you know, this could very well be the best. Now, we saw Mifflinburg defeat Warrior Run, probably their other best game of the year, both here on their home turf. But they're playing some really good football here tonight with the postseason lingering next week.
Good to have it going into the postseason. Great to have it against your rival.
And battling for that little brown jug here, and back to throw. Shedleski gets dropped as he had an open receiver near sideline, but Shedleski never saw Landis.
Landis, again, I mentioned it in the first half. There are two plays in a row where Landis is coming out of the backfield in the flat, wide open. Shedleski either isn't looking for him, or maybe he's the third or fourth check and just doesn't have time once that opportunity presents itself.
And I think the other thing that's concerning for Lewisburg is it looks like Nick is trying to go for the home run ball almost every shot. So maybe trying to do too much on that play.
11-13 and counting to go in this fourth quarter. Wildcats have the lead. Lewisburg has the ball. Shedleski throws, a little underthrown, trying to get it to Landis. It's going to be incomplete. Even if Landis brings that in, it's only a gain of a yard or so. So now a big third down coming up, third down and 17.
Yeah, now they might just need that home run ball. They can't really settle for something short here, Chris, so we'll see what they can push down the field.
Yeah, I mean, if Nick would have seen him on the past couple plays, I mean, it was the same play design, but just like you said, a little short there, and receiver couldn't come up with it.
So here come the Green Dragons facing a third and 17 from their own 26-yard line. We have 11:04 to go. Fourth quarter. Shedleski fakes the handoff to Dominic, looking downfield, fires, and it's going to be caught near sideline. That gets it back to the original line of scrimmage, but it is going to be much short of a first down. Beiler with the reception. It's a gain of about 8. It'll be fourth down and 9 coming up here for the Green Dragons. They're forced to punt, so we'll see Shedleski, who was also the punter, will be set to kick here in just a moment.
Tell you what, time is not on Lewisburg's side, and credit to Mifflinburg tonight. Unlike Lewisburg, Mifflinburg just is not committing the turnovers. They're not committing those plays that are costing them.
10 points off of those turnovers, too, for
Mifflinburg. One player runs on just late here for Mifflinburg, but they get the kickoff. Lewisburg does. It's received by Stahl back at the 25. He gets across the 30, 35-yard line, and dances out of bounds just shy of the 40. You mentioned the turnovers earlier when Lewisburg was inside the 5-yard line. It was a fumble. They did not get points out of that. And then there's been two interceptions here in the second half, and Mifflinburg has made points happen out of both of them.
They have. It's opportunistic football in putting yourself in that position to make the play and then to convert and take advantage. And that's the story. We have an 11-point game, and 10 of those points are off of turnovers.
Before those turnovers, it was a 7-6 ball game. Now our score, Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6, 10:47 to go in this fourth quarter. I'm Don Castellan, Terry Burke, Chris Miller here at the field. John Callahan, of course, keeping us up to date with all of the scores from Rivalry Weekend here to close out the regular season. It's going to be DeGroat running it near sideline. Doesn't quite get the corner, but does pick up some good yardage. Gets about five. He was just getting to the corner when he ran out of real estate.
I think they'll take that on first down, especially when you're trying to. I don't know that they're quite in run out the clock mode. Might be a little too early for that, but that's what they're going to want to do. Even if they don't come up with a score here, if they get a couple first downs and take, what, 4 minutes off the clock, again, it'd be a successful drive even if they don't score.
And you know, even though Don.
No.
I was going to say, even with the rivalry, credit to Mifflinburg coaches. I mean, Cam Michaels came up. He had sod all over his helmet, and one of the assistant coaches from Mifflinburg picked it off. So, you know, I guess not all hope is lost.
Three receivers here for Mifflinburg instead of handoff. Breed. Breed is going to be wrapped up, and he... Yeah, it has a leg that's being totally held on to by Feldman, Graydon Feldman, one of the captains for Lewisburg, but he just keeps hopping, pushing forward, pulling, and then somehow still gets back to the line of scrimmage instead of losing a yard or so on that one.
Defenders might have pulled that cramp out for him. He might be okay.
We'll see.
Opposite leg.
Oh, opposite leg.
42-yard line here for Mifflinburg. Big third down, and again, Lewisburg needing to come up with a stop here on defense, picking up their offense. As the Green Dragons need to try and get some good field position. They have time, 10 minutes to go exactly, but trail by two scores, 17-6. DeGroat, back to throw, fires, caught. It's going to be Deal, and Deal is just denied. 1 yard shy of the first down. He picks up five. He needed six, and Mifflinburg forced a punt. Nice pass catch, though.
I wonder if the thought ran through Jason Dressler's mind that do we go for it here and think about...
That was a thought that was going through my mind.
You know, that's why we're here, you know, those who can't coach, those who can't coach announce, so that's why we're doing
this. Less
than
a yard, maybe. This actually is more like a yard and a half, where they spotted it there shy of the 47. That's almost two. Here's the punt from Antoniak, almost blocked. It's a high one, and it sails out of bounds. I don't think this is going to net a whole lot at all. Let's see where they mark it. 41-yard line of Lewisburg. So basically looking at maybe a 15-yard punt there.
I think it was closer to the band than it was to the return person. So that went well for Lewisburg. Not much time, but a little over a minute off the clock, and you get the ball right back in good field position for Lewisburg.
Coach Dressler a little upset with his punter. He was hoping for a roughing the punter foul and wanted to know why he didn't go down.
But, I won't say the word. Act. Why he didn't act, we could put it that way.
First down and 10 for Lewisburg on their 41-yard line. Shedleski back to throw. Penalty flag comes out. Shedleski's going to keep it himself, and he's going to be driven out of bounds on his own sideline. Right about the 47-yard line. Likely, though, this one could be coming back.
Going to guarantee almost a hold against Lewisburg there. Pockets start breaking down, and when you're trying to protect your quarterback, sometimes you just grab anything inside.
And I was thinking about that. I don't know if Shedleski saw the flag, but then he kind of messed around on the sidelines there and took a few shots, so he didn't really do a good job of protecting himself, even though if he had seen the flag, he probably would have known that this was coming back.
If Lewisburg has any shot of getting back into this game, they need points, and they need points now. We're down under 9 minutes.
Boy, that's a tough penalty because that's a spot of the foul. So it's 10 yards back, and they were already, 7 yards or so, at least behind the line of scrimmage where the penalty happened, and then another 10 back. So it gives first and 27.
From their own 22-yard line, Shedleski back to throw. Look at me, a little screenplay across the middle. Finds Dominic. Dominic at the 25 to the 30, 35, 40, big yardage, 45, midfield, and then steps out of bounds right about the 47-yard line.
And guess who was there on the tackle for Mifflinburg?
Well, that would be none other than Andrew Deal.
He is a little spark plug down here.
They got one good block on the outside and one too good of a block on the outside, and it was a hold, and this one's coming back too.
So Lewisburg, every time I think they might be starting to get something going, there's another setback, so negates what was a big gainer there. Green Dragons.
The crowd just realizing it's coming back.
Yeah, making the big march back. And, you know, again, you kind of wonder, it's been a long time since Mifflinburg's won the Little Brown Jug. This is the moment, 8:39. Maybe people are starting to, like, elbow each other on the sideline saying, are we going to take this one here tonight in Mifflinburg? I mean, they've been wanting this for a long time.
And I was thinking that we come here fairly often, and the crowd is usually really amped and into the game. I'm not saying they're not into the game, but it could be one of those things like, hey, it's like a no-hitter. We're not going to talk about it.
It's like a nervous stressfulness, but it's looking good. Shedlusky back to throw, fires, and it's going to be caught by Landis. He really goes up to get it, and it's going to be a completion on the far sideline, I think.
That was a great catch, only about an 8-yard pickup, but it laid out, falling backwards, kept the feet in. Really nice catch.
Landis, not the tallest target to be going for it, 5'8 listed at, and needed every bit of that and every bit of his leap. So it doesn't change the scenario a whole lot. Does bring up some field position, but now 2nd and 24 for Lewisburg.
Piece away at this long first down.
Chipping away at it, yep. Here's a catch in the middle at the 45 and now to the 47-yard line. That's going to be a bigger chunk of real estate there, and that is a completion of Simeon Byler.
Yeah, good approach here by the offense. You know, hey, it's going to be really hard to get 30 in one chunk, so we'll take 8, and then we're going to take another, 15, 17 or so, and now you're in position with a pretty decent 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4.
I'll tell you what, I'm amazed that Nick Shedlusky is not gun-shy throwing over that middle.
Well, that's your 4-year starter. He's been through a lot of battles for Lewisburg, and he's marching his team right now. Throws, caught, and that, depending on the spot, could be enough for a first down.
Looks like the official's going to give it to him.
Yeah, he did spin backwards, but had the first down before losing it, and that was Cam Michaels, another freshman on the field. I believe Coach Mark Persing said, you know, starting 5 freshmen, and there's some young guys out there for Mifflinburg as well.
I think the spot on the near side of the field might have had that short. The spot on the far side of the field gave him the first down, and they met somewhere in the middle, and he got it. I think it was a good call.
Trips near side. Shedlusky looking that way now. Forced to scramble to his right. Heads for the sideline. He's going to be tripped up and brought down before he gets to the sideline. I think it was actually DeGroat.
Heading for the sideline. Tripped up by Nathaniel Rosen.
Rosen instead with the tackle there on that far sideline, but Shedlusky does pick up 4 on the play. It's 2nd down and 6.
Positive yardage. It's better where they were before picking up that last first. Yeah, let's think about that. That's big. They were 1st and 30, or 30-ish. I lost count, actually. But they pick up that first down. It's great.
Ball just inside the Mifflinburg 44. Shedlusky throws, fires, caught, and then hit and losing the football as Sims just got sandwiched in the secondary. They're going to say he didn't have control of it. It's going to be incomplete.
Sims is not looking good.
He's a little wobbly getting up, but he's heading back to the huddle. He looks okay now.
He looked like Gumby when he came up there.
He definitely got hit. Part of a Mifflinburg Wildcat sandwich there in the secondary. So now 3rd and 6 coming up here for Lewisburg. 6:50 to go. It's Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6.
Chris, how close was that to a catch and fumble?
One more step, and I think they would have ruled it.
Shedlusky scrambling. He loses his feet, loses the football, now gets it, but it's going to be a big loss. Shedlusky all the way back to his own 40-yard line, and he's slow getting up.
Yeah, I tell you what, this field is just fighting back. The further on this game goes, and you wonder about an ankle injury. I mean, you're just not getting the kind of footing out there that you were at the start of this game, and Nick is... I don't know.
Well, he's slow getting up, and now he's back up on his feet, and he's walking under his own power. Coach Persing coming out to talk to him. Shedlusky, you know, lost the football at first, was able to pounce on it, but with the play, it's now going to be 4th down in Lewisburg, all the way back to where they started, back on their 39-yard line.
He lost the ball. He was kind of scrambling, and the ball kind of slipped out of his hands, and he lost it. He was able to pounce on it, and then he got pounced on, and I think that could be why he's so upset. He thought he was probably upset with himself for dropping the ball, but then to get pounced on, he's not a happy camper.
So here comes a punting situation, but Lewisburg's going to call a timeout. 6:38 to go. It's Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6, in the battle for the Little Brown Jug here on WGRC's High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Supporting WGRC is Horizon Federal Credit Union, serving residents throughout north central Pennsylvania. providing a range of banking services, including interest-bearing checking accounts, as well as auto, home equity, and mortgage loans. Online and mobile banking are available, with branch locations in Williamsport and Lock Haven, and ATMs elsewhere in Lycoming and Clinton counties. Online at horizonfcu.org.
Don, Terry, and Chris, the tussle continues in Muncie. Muncie regains the lead after Hughesville got out to a little more than the touchdown lead. It's Muncie 38 now and Hughesville 35 late in the third. Now back to you.
All right, thanks, John. Well, here a punt by Lewisburg. It actually hits about the 33-yard line, and it's going to be Mifflinburg football there. Now, you know, Lewisburg had to use a timeout there moments ago, and, you know, 6:30 to go. You know, it's one of those things. They, you know, it's 17-6, Mifflinburg leading Lewisburg here, 6:30 to go. And, you know, Wildcats want to try and get that clock wound out here and see if they can finish off this regular season, snapping a four-game losing streak and bouncing back to finish at 500.
And I think I was thinking, take the penalty there. That timeout may be more valuable down the road instead of 5 yards now. But they took the timeout instead, and Mifflinburg looking to eat some clock.
So here comes DeGroat under center, hands it off. It's going to be Breed up the middle. Big yardage, rumbling to the 40-yard line. And that is a gain of 8, maybe 9, in fact. It looks like a second down and 1 coming up as Mifflinburg all the way out to their 41-yard line.
Terry, I'm smelling something. It's not David's awesome cookies. I'm smelling a win.
Both of which in Mifflinburg smell very good, by the way.
Yes.
This Mifflinburg team, I mean, they just have all the momentum. And, you know, they're just driving at will. And I don't see, barring any miraculous play, that Lewisburg's going to climb back in this one.
My cookies are in the car.
Got to stop talking about them. I formation here. DeGroat under center. Let's that play clock go all the way inside of 5, hands it off to Breed, and this time Lewisburg turns him back. That's going to be a loss of a yard or so. It was a second and 1, a long one there, but now it's actually going to be a full third and 2, third and 3. Oh, they put them all the way back at the – wow. They're going to mark that as a loss of – I'm not sure how that's possible. It's like a loss of 5 or 6, and he almost got to the line of scrimmage, and then they drove him backwards. They didn't give
any forward progress.
So, needless to say, Mifflinburg faithful here. Not too excited about the placement of the football, but it's on the 36-yard line. Third down and 6 coming up here for the Wildcats. It's going to be a handoff. This is going to be Breed up the middle, and Breed gets maybe a yard, and he's going to be brought down at the 37. So the clock ticks on, but it's going to be a punt here for Mifflinburg. So fourth down and 6 coming up, fourth and 5 maybe.
World Series update. The Astros lead in the bottom of the second over the Nationals. So do not turn us off. You should watch the World Series, listen to us, mute the TV, because really nobody wants to listen to Joe Buck anyway. So you can have the best of both worlds, good high school football, and World Series action.
Let's face it, the World Series will still be going on tonight at midnight, right? That's what they do.
Probably.
Just about.
Bullpenning.
We're getting into the home stretch of this one, the final game of the regular season. It's been a dandy here tonight. And Mifflinburg looking to capture a victory here at home to close the regular season. Both of these teams trying to bounce back from overtime losses a week ago. Lewisburg's lost their last 2 in heartbreaking fashion, to add. Mifflinburg losing their last 4, but getting healthy here this final game of the season. And right now they have, Mifflinburg does, a 17-6 lead over their backyard rival, Lewisburg Green Dragons, with 4:53 to go. Mifflinburg set to punt.
It's go time for the Lewisburg offense. They need to make something happen on this drive.
And maybe a special teams return. Oh, punt. Nearly bobbled the snap there, but the punter gets it off and going to be caught at the 38 and hit immediately.
I was looking for a flag for kick, catch, interference. I mean, he was really tight on that.
Logan Callison, the sophomore, able to hang on to that football. Credit him for that. No fair catch call there. But, yeah, it was pretty tight. And we've got a member of the Wildcats kind of limping here to the sidelines just a bit after that coverage, and that would be Jason Schroeder, one of the seniors. And hopefully just a cramping scenario here. They're going to get him over to get him some get him some attention.
And it was Schroeder who made the tackle. Really nice play, good coverage, and timed it just right.
First down and 10 coming up. Green Dragons from their own 37-yard line. Shedleski back to throw. Fires, cross the middle, and caught at the Mifflinburg 40. Big pass catch as Simeon Beiler once again able to bring that in. And Andrew Deal with the tackle.
They got the message. Time to get going if you're the Lewisburg offense. And they hit a post right down the middle of the field for a good pickup, about, 25 yards.
Lewisburg not only playing for the backyard rivalry, but also trying to get a home game for the playoffs. Shedleski loses the football. And I believe, does Mifflinburg have it? Yes, the officials say they do. Shedleski was kind of holding that football, trying to lose some of that pressure, lost the ball, and Mifflinburg jumps on it.
It's a good saying, holding it like a loaf of bread, not maintaining good contact, waving it around out there, and it just leads to trouble, and in this case for Lewisburg, possibly disaster.
Hey, guys, just a quick update on Schroeder from Mifflinburg. I saw the trainer mouth the words knee when they were taking him to the table, so they're checking out his knee. Hopefully it's nothing serious. I know Mifflinburg will want him going forward.
First down and 10 coming up. Wildcats, thanks for that update, Chris. So first and 10 for Mifflinburg. No doubt we're going to see the ground game here. Just looking to get this clock over and done with. 4:24 to go. Mifflinburg leading Lewisburg 17-6. One receiver each side. Handoff. Stall across midfield. And that extra lunge gets him maybe to about the 48-yard line of Lewisburg. That would be a gain of 4.
Crowd's still kind of quiet. I'm kind of surprised they're not feeling it.
I think they're feeling it. They're just they're compressing it inside.
Terry, give it 4 minutes. And it'll erupt.
I think everyone's in the process of pinching each other. Just is this? Are we dreaming this? Is this real? Mifflinburg trying to close in on a big win, trying to finish at 500, but recapture the little brown jug. It's been a long time since that's resided in Mifflinburg. Shotgun
clock here.
It's going to be a direct snap to Stahl. Stahl tries the right side, and he gets another two. He's going to be brought down right about the 46-yard line. Into the 45. Tackle that time.
We have another Wildcat down, and that's number 8. That's their spark plug.
Andrew Deal holding his shin.
Yeah.
Ghost with the tackle there for Lewisburg just a moment ago. So it's going to be 3rd down and 4. Injury timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with more fourth quarter action coming up here on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC, where it's Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6.
Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam. Mike Bordner, owner, is sponsoring in part tonight's WGRC High School Football Game of the Week. Since 1986, Coast Transmissions has provided service and repair for automatic and manual transmissions for domestic and most foreign automobiles and light trucks. Open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located near the intersection of Routes 11 and 15. Coast Transmissions of Shamokin Dam at 743-1115.
Listener supported.
WGRC Lewisburg.
WJRC Lewistown.
WCRG Williamsport.
WZRG Culpmont.
And WGRC.com.
Well, and the injured player, Andrew Deal, able to walk off under his own power, but definitely a bit of a limp there, favoring his one leg. So 3rd down and 4 right now for Mifflinburg. Letting that play clock go deep. DeGroat, no hurry to snap this. The play clock's at 10. Game clock at 3:12. Mifflinburg an 11-point lead. Now with 4 on the play clock, they take the snap. Hand off, and that's going to be a carry by Stahl just back to the line of scrimmage. It's 4th down, but, you know, 3-run plays, but Mifflinburg still accomplishing, for the most part, what they wanted to do. Hang on to the football, get that clock reduced with every snap.
Now just under 3 minutes, and I think Lewisburg just used their last timeout as well. So, again, not scoring drives, but successful drives all the same.
Just a quick injury update from Mifflinburg. Good news, Jason Schroeder is back into the game. He passed all the tests for the knee, so he looks good to go.
All right, so Andrew Deal still receiving some treatment on the sideline. He's on the near bench, and the 4th down and about 3 here for Mifflinburg. Again, it'll be a punt situation, and Lewisburg trailing by 2 scores. There's 2:59 to go. You know, you need something on special teams, perhaps here, some kind of big play. And of course, Mifflinburg you know, they're just trying to defend against that big home run, you know, that big return or that big quick strike touchdown. It's been a tough night for Lewisburg's offense.
Lewisburg's gotten close on a couple of punts here, getting to them, blocking them. So let's see if they can hold up front for Mifflinburg.
And Tonyuk standing right about his own 43-yard line. Again, they're going to let that – well, the game clock is not moving. And here comes the kick as it's going to hit right about the 17-yard line, and it's going to die right there. And that is where Lewisburg will have it. So they'll have their work cut out for them. And just confirming that Lewisburg had stopped the clock, so they have no timeouts. And, you know, here they're going to have a big chunk of real estate to try and cover with 2:51 to go. Otherwise, the little brown jug will be heading to Mifflinburg.
Chris, we couldn't hear from up here. I don't know if you could. Were they trying to throw a cadence there? Is that why they were waiting to snap the ball or get him to jump, get the free first down?
Coach Dresser was not sure why the game clock was not moving. He wanted an explanation.
They were coming off of a timeout by Lewisburg, so that would explain that one. I just thought that maybe why they were waiting so long was to see if they could get the cheapo.
I think he thought that the game clock was also going to be running.
Shedleski going to look to throw. Goes far sideline and misses his target, trying to find Simeon Byler on that far sideline. Kind of led him a little too far. It's going to be second down and 10 now coming up.
I was thinking coming into this drive, the good news for Shedleski is that Andrew Deal is on the sidelines getting worked on, but he's starting to make his way up to the coaching staff now, and he's trying to get back in this game.
And for Lewisburg, tell you what, you lose three straight in a row. It's very concerning going in the first round of playoffs. Just a huge morale killer when you start talking playoffs. So Mifflinburg got all the momentum here.
And they'll have the reminder of it by having to perhaps have a road game next week instead of being at home.
There's another penalty here by Lewisburg, false start.
So it's when it rains, it pours. And right now, tough night for Shedleski and the rest of the Lewisburg offense. And Nick Shedleski, the senior quarterback captain here for Lewisburg, he holds most of those passing records for Lewisburg, a four-year starter. One of the records that was kind of out there tonight, he's tied right now with Gower from a few years back, was a quarterback for Lewisburg for most career touchdowns, I think at 41. So his next touchdown would actually have him alone in that category. But right now, records don't matter. He wants that touchdown to try and give themselves a chance in this game. It would need to be a big strike. Instead, here's a handoff to Dominic up the middle. Just a quick handoff right up the middle, and that's going to be to the 19-yard line. So it picks up about five, but that clock moving at 2:31.
And anyone wearing green needs him to dial up that record setter now.
Lewisburg is not moving very fast. You would think that they would be going no huddle, have plays already called out. I'm not sure what is going on here.
Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 6, third down and 9 now coming up for the Green Dragons. Two receivers each side. Shedleski buys a little time, throws it deep, and it's going to be caught!
Oh, wow.
And then caught! 35, wow. 30, 25. There is your record-setting touchdown for Shedleski. Not how they drew it up, but it's going to be a score for Cam Michaels. It was tipped by a different receiver, and Michaels said thank you very much and took it all the way.
I tell you what.
Wow.
Dante Sims needs to give Cam Michaels some love because he saved him there, and certainly Nick is happy, but that looked like it should have been a full-on drop. Great concentration by Cam Michaels.
81-yard touchdown pass.
And all of the defense had converged on Sims. He's there. It's a gift. It falls in your lap, and it's a gift touchdown for Lewisburg. And here we go. We're going to be, I would assume, going for two to make this a three-point game.
Well, we kind of set up the fact there's your record-setting touchdown for Lewisburg. Wow. 81 yards as a...
Not how Lewisburg. It was drawn up.
Yeah, they'll take it. 17-12, 1:57 to play, going for two to try and make it a field goal difference. Shedleski, shotgun, rolls right, throws, caught in the end zone, and it's a two-point conversion, finding Simeon Byler, the junior. Things just got even more interesting.
Right. Let's take at the front pylon.
Let's take a break. Back with the exciting conclusion of this fourth quarter. It's Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 14 on the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Hey, agent Jeff Connor and the staff at the Allstate Insurance Company in Lewisburg are sponsoring WGRC, featuring 24-hour customer service and online policy access, providing a wide range of Allstate insurance products. They also offer investment advising and financial management services. Jeff Connor's Allstate Insurance Office at 1524 West Market Street in Lewisburg at 570-523-9500. And at agents.allstate.com.
Don, Terry, and Chris in the battle for the cola bucket. It is Mount Carmel 28, Shamokin 22. About a minute left in that game. Shamokin in the red zone. Muncie 45, Hughesville 35 as Muncie increases the lead in that one in the fourth. Now back to you.
All right, well, the ball game on the line right now as the battle for the Little Brown Jug and another backyard rivalry are matchup and game of the week here. It's Mifflinburg hosting Lewisburg, and right now the Wildcats lead Lewisburg 17-14. Mifflinburg calls timeout. I believe it's their last one.
They want to get all their good hands people on the front line, make sure everybody's set exactly where they want to be because they're anticipating the onside kick.
A quick look, I thought Mifflinburg only had 10 guys on the field too, so you're going to want to get 11 on this one. This is huge. Hey, just a creative state. Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Just a quick note about that Shamokin-Mount Carmel game. What an upset that would be for Shamokin to pull off that win if they can do it down in Mount Carmel.
Shamokin's been close on so many games this season and just did not get some wins to go their way. If they had to pick one to have the tide turn their way, they certainly would pick one against Mount Carmel. It's been a long time since the Indians have won that coal bucket, and who knows? Maybe even here on a night when the Little Brown Jug may come to Mifflinburg, but still a big onside kick to happen. Lewisburg set to tee it up, and set to kick is Logan Moore.
With rule changes over the years, onside kicks are goofy, but you want to see how teams get creative. I know that they came out and lined up on the far hash, the right hash, to start. After the timeout, they now line it up on the left hash.
Got to go 10 yards. 1:57 to go. Lewisburg trying to keep this game alive. They trail by three. Set to kick it, and it is kind of a line drive one. It goes past all the Mifflinburg players and out of bounds, out of the sideline. A little too strong there from Logan Moore. They tried to punch it kind of deep, but it didn't stay in play. Went out of bounds, and the penalty flag comes out. So now Mifflinburg with 1:57 to go. Lewisburg cannot stop the clock, so they're going to have to hope for a quick three and out here and then have just a few seconds to go when they maybe get this football back.
I like the idea of getting it past because you have the 10 guys you had within about, 15 yards of the ball, maybe 20 yards of the ball. So to get it past them, but it just skipped right out of bounds. Chris, I thought you were going to go in on the hands team there. I saw you itching to get in there.
No. You know, I think these guys like to hit people, and I'm just not ready for that. Not anymore.
Mifflinburg, first down and 10 from their 35-yard line after the penalty. I formation expected to stay on the ground, no doubt about it. Here's the handoff, first player through, and it's big yardage. Busted it across midfield to the 40, and tripped up is Riley Stahl at the 35.
Now the crowd
knows. First down at 1:48. Wow, Stahl busted right through in the speed. Ordonez eventually got him from behind, but it's a big first down. Mifflinburg on the Lewisburg 35-yard line, 1:44 to go.
That's going to cap the game.
Each time the play clock, it's at 19. I think victory formation soon coming. They're going to let it go down inside of 5 seconds for sure.
When you pack the box like that defensively, you leave yourself vulnerable to busting through and it turning into a huge play.
So DeGroat takes the snap and does put a knee down. 1:22 on the clock. And it's just a matter of a couple more snaps. And the Mifflinburg Wildcats, the drought will be over. The Little Brown Jug will be theirs.
Speaking of jugs, I think Jason Dressler ordered the water boys to dump the Gatorade buckets now before it got dumped on him.
There's a coach with some years of wisdom there.
Although, a little too cold for a Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
There's one left. We'll see if a senior gets to him before he can dump it.
Final weekend of October. It's beautiful, and there's a lot of smiles, and I'm sure even a wet bath on a night like this, there'll still be smiles on that Mifflinburg sideline for sure. Coach Jason Dressler, I'm sure this one feels real good. You can just sense the excitement, the anticipation of it going final. 38 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. We'll be hearing from Coach Jason Dressler in a few moments as part of our post game. Another update on the scoreboard coming up. The snap and another knee. And that will do it.
25 seconds and counting, and Lewisburg cannot stop the clock. And this rivalry goes to the team in blue, the Mifflinburg Wildcats, come away a victor, defeating Lewisburg 17-14 to capture the little brown jug on rivalry weekend as they close out the regular season in style. Both of these teams finishing at 5-5 on the season. Lewisburg now a three-game losing streak. As for Mifflinburg, getting healthy, they now have snapped their four-game slide, heading into the postseason with some momentum.
Yeah, both teams at 5-5, but really now feels going quite opposite directions. There is a next week for both teams, so absolutely, that's great news.
Well, Lewisburg perhaps not going to have that home game that they wanted. We'll see how it all settles out and the brackets are set, but the party has started here in Mifflinburg as the mascot and a lot of Mifflinburg faithful on the field, and the party is beginning. Well, we will hear from Coach Jason Dressler in just a few moments. He's going to talk with his team first. Let's take a break. We'll also get to that scoreboard. It's a Mifflinburg win tonight, 17-14, a victory over the Lewisburg Green Dragons here to close out the regular season on the WGRC High School Football Game of the Week.
Serving Snyder County and much of central Pennsylvania is the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, located along Route 35 just west of Mount Pleasant Mills in the lower level of the Family Practice Center. Pharmacist Terry Trutt and his staff provide answers about prescription medications while also stocking remedies for seasonal and general ailments. Shade Mountain Pharmacy at 570-539-2050, a supporter of WGRC.
Joy to a child in need with Operation Christmas Child. Simply pack a shoebox with fun toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Then drop it off during National Collection Week, November 18th through the 25th. And the best part is the good news of Jesus Christ that's shared alongside your gift and the opportunity for life-changing discipleship afterwards. Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for gift suggestions and to find a drop-off location near you.
Friday Rock!
WGRC's Football Friday features top matchups from around the region. It's the High School Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
Well, a lot of smiles in Mifflinburg tonight. The party has begun, and Coach Jason Dressler chatting with his team and a lot of fans out to celebrate. Here come the cheerleaders. Oftentimes you see the quick mass exodus at football stadiums. Not tonight in Mifflinburg as the fans are taking pictures. They are soaking it all in. And Chris, you're there looking at the site. A moment you'll be chatting with Coach Jason Dressler, but as you kind of survey things from the field level, definitely it's a party, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. So proud. It's a community moment from Mifflinburg. They couldn't be any happier over the win here, so we're going to try to sneak in here and see if I can snag Jason.
Well, he's going to have a big smile on his face, and we'll get those comments here right now. Let's head down to the field.
Wow, what a party atmosphere down here. Big community moment. How proud is this as a coach, not only to beat a rival, but just to have this moment as a team?
This is huge for us. This is huge. We knew this was going to be a tough game. That's a very good team over there. And we just knew this was going to be a big game for many reasons. And, just proud of the boys. They had one heck of a week of practice and really stayed focused all week, and they had one mission in mind, and that's what it ended up. Result ended up what we wanted.
Yeah, they asserted their will pretty much all game. They didn't get ahead of themselves. They really played smart football. So, great builder going into playoffs. I mean, what more could you ask for?
It's huge. It's huge. It's not just beating your rival, but ending week 10, we had a rough second half of the season. And finishing like this builds a lot of confidence, a lot of momentum here. And they're going to be excited and stoked coming into practice next week, getting ready to go.
So, more than likely, you'll draw Loyal Sock. What are you looking to establish going into a game with Loyal Sock?
Well, and Loyal Sock there again.
Oh, you got a coach coming up.
We got a lot of injuries here, but during that game. But they're excited and anxious. They got a little redemption. They want to go back to Loyal Sock and improve themselves. So if that's who we end up, that's who we end up with. Somebody else, we'll be ready.
Looks good, and you look good going into playoffs. So we wish you well.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Big smile there, head football coach Jason Dressler, after a win as Mifflinburg defeats their crosstown rivals, the Lewisburg Green Dragons. Been a long time for the Wildcats, but they're going to savor this one 17-14. Just a really quick recap how this unfolded tonight. It was missed opportunities early. Lewisburg kept moving the football, but it was a fumble on the 5-yard line of Mifflinburg. They didn't get points there. A missed field goal.
And then later, again, getting the ball deep in Mifflinburg territory, did not convert on fourth down. But Mifflinburg, the first time they had that ball deep in the Mifflinburg, in the Lewisburg side of the field, it was a five-yard touchdown run from Breed. That was the only points there heading into the half.
And converted, remember, third and 27. They converted a third and 27 to get down to the five before that touchdown.
Absolutely. And then Lewisburg opened up the points in the second half, missed an extra point, which proved to be big. 7-6 was the score. That was a Shedleski touchdown run. Then Mifflinburg bouncing back, two big picks by Andrew Deal as it set up scores, a touchdown run from Breed of 19 yards out in the third quarter, and then a 25-yard field goal to open up the fourth quarter gave Mifflinburg the 17-6 lead, and it stayed there for most of that fourth quarter. Lewisburg got it interesting there with kind of a tip ball that turned into an 81-yard touchdown pass, 17-14. They got the two-point conversion, but Lewisburg, again, coming up empty, lose this by three as Mifflinburg able to seal up the win and the little brown jug. So an exciting, exciting matchup to close the regular season. So now you have two teams that finish at 5-5. For Mifflinburg, it's you snap the losing streak. And, again, they're going to go in as a lower seed, but they're going in with a lot more momentum here into the playoffs just by virtue of this one game alone.
A lot. And Chris made mention of the fact that this is a community win. The students rush the field. You have kids out there who aren't in any kinds of pads flying through the air into kids with pads. The dad in me is kind of getting a little scared. But this is what it's all about, right? This is what high school and high school football is all about, and it's wonderful. And you just... not rooting for any team in particular, but you can't help but smile at what you're seeing
out
there.
You just enjoy moments when they happen. And again, we do games of the week, so we don't have a home team that we're pulling for. But obviously, you know, we've part of both the Lewisburg and Mifflinburg community and many of the other schools that we're going to be hearing the scoreboard from John Callahan in a moment, because there's a lot of other very interesting backyard rivalries. And this whole season, it's been a little topsy-turvy. You don't know what's going to happen. But there have been some games we've already been hearing about that unusually maybe close for what you maybe would have expected. But hey, it's rivalry weekend to kind of wrap up the regular season, so a lot of fun. We'll get to that scoreboard in just a moment. Chris, you were talking to Coach Jason Dressler moments ago. Again, I know he's thrilled because, you know, when you have a program that's been struggling, and Mifflinburg has been, even just to break through and get to that 5-5 record, but to get a signature win like this, and a big win against Warrior Run on this field earlier in the season, but to get this one here to wrap up the season, those are two big, big wins.
Yeah, you know, the thing that struck me when I left the field and was just thinking about Coach's comments, I have a lot of concern for Lewisburg. You definitely see momentum. Mifflinburg's really fired up. They were able to acknowledge the mistakes that they made earlier in the season, but I think they're learning from them. Lewisburg seems to be kind of drifting back a bit, and when you lose three in a row to go into playoffs, it's very hard to get your guys refocused and retooled. More than likely, like we said, they're going to draw Warrior Run. Warrior Run is not a slouch by any means. So Mifflinburg draws a tough test in Loyalsock, but the way that Coach Dresser has his kids playing to come back off of that heartbreaking loss to Central Mountain, I feel good about Mifflinburg's chances going into Loyalsock. I think it should be a tight game.
All right. Well, let's find out how the Lancers, they're taking on South Williamsport tonight. That's one of those interesting games between communities that are real close together. And the man with the scores that we'll check in with right now producing tonight's game, that would be John Callahan.
All right, some finals, some not. We'll start at the top of the list. Shikellamy 35 and Milton 14. That is a final. Montoursville beats Sealands Grove 17-0. Interesting in that one, Ian Plankenhorn, the kicker for Montoursville, kicked a 45-yard field goal in that one. So he might be playing somewhere on Saturdays doing that. Loyalsock 24, South Williamsport 7. That is a final. Now, last we heard, still only that halftime score from Midwest. It was Tunkhannock and Midwest tied at 14 in that one. Unfortunately, it depends on who you're rooting for, but Cole Bucket stays with Mount Carmel. Mount Carmel picked off the Shamokin quarterback in the end zone on a 4th and 9. Well, 4th and goal from the 9 in that game. So Mount Carmel 28 and Shamokin 22, but a really great game there. Central Columbia 29 and Bloomsburg 7 there late in the 4th. Also late in the 4th, Muncie extending their lead over Hughesville after they went back and forth virtually 3 quarters and a half in that game. 52 to 35. Muncie with the lead in that one late fourth. Southern Columbia 49 and Danville 6. That is a final. Also a final, Jersey Shore 54 and Central Mountain 13. And late in the fourth, Montgomery 43 and Bucktail 8. And that's the way things shake out right now, Don.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate that. And again, here tonight, the battle for the Little Brown Jug, it goes to the Mifflinburg Wildcats. Yes, that is right. If you're just joining us, the Mifflinburg Wildcats, they come away the winner tonight. Big game from a lot of different players for Mifflinburg, including Andrew Deal, the freshman we pointed out a number of times, but Gary DeGroat, Mason Breed, Riley Stahl, some big plays as well, but Antoniak, there's just a lot of names you could kind of point to that big team win here tonight, Terry.
Yeah, and Chris had mentioned concern for Lewisburg going into the playoffs and now on a losing streak, now going on the road. Silver lining for Lewisburg, you're there. You're in position in this first quarter to make plays, and you're there, and you have plays. So it's little things that have now evolved to big things, but it's still correctable.
Yeah, it's
and,
not, and you it's not still, talent.
Right,
I mean, it's not discipline talent. Issues. It's focus issues.
Yep, and it's just a little extra ball security around the goal line, but things that you could clean up with, you know, coach mentioned at halftime, not a great week of practice, but maybe he's got his team's attention now, and maybe this is what they need. Maybe they you know, lose to your rival and it hurts, but hey, we're going to focus up and practice this week, and we have a playoff game next week, and no matter how you slice it, having a playoff game is a great thing.
Absolutely. Well, it is a wonderful high school football season. This is the final regular season game, and if you're looking for a party atmosphere on your Friday night, take a little drive to Mifflinburg, because they are celebrating here. In fact, why not? Get the band fired back up again, and of course, a lot of pictures being taken, and the community celebrating a win. Mifflinburg Wildcats, a winner over the Lewisburg Green Dragons 17-14 to close out the regular season. For the entire football crew, we want to thank you so much for joining us through the course of the season. Be keeping an ear out for playoff coverage. We'll have announcements on the way early next week, as well as on our website at WGRC.com. And as always, through your weekend, it's contemporary Christian music coming your way. But we want to thank you for joining us for Friday Night Football all through the course of the season. For the entire crew tonight, John producing with all of those scores as well. Thanks for your work there in the studios. Also, want to thank our engineer, Bob, who helped us with some technical issues earlier today. I don't know if Bob's listening right now, but you're
Bob,
certainly
the man.
Part of the team here tonight and came through big for us to kind of get us back up and running in the way that we wanted to be to bring you this exciting matchup. Also for Chris Miller on the sidelines, for Terry Burke, who's been my partner in the booth tonight, I'm Don Castelline. Thanks for joining us for this exciting final to the regular football season. Final score, Mifflinburg 17, Lewisburg 14. Have a great night, and thanks for joining us for the Friday Night Football Game of the Week on WGRC.
You've been listening to regional high school football action on WGRC. Brought to you by the generous donations of the following grant underwriters.
Blaze Alexander Ford, Steiner's Laundry, Freeland's Harley Davidson, Basin Coffee Roasting, Better Business Solutions, CR Builders and Sons, Horizon Federal Credit Union, Jeff Conard Associates Insurance, J.R. Judd Violins, Culp's Transmissions, Melcott Radio, Millville HPS, Pine Barn Inn, Pondus Farms, Shade Mountain Pharmacy.
Join us again next time for our broadcast of exciting regional high school football action on WGRC.